Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this meeting of Crouch Town Council on the 26th of April. We will be reviewing any part of this meeting. I'm afraid I forgot to read that out for planning, but we know, don't we? We are recording in this meeting, and I've completely lost my mind. I'll start again. Please note, the Council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the Council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking, of whom there are none, are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording room. Apologies for absence.
Councillor Mumford and Councillor Wilson.
Thank you. Declarations of interest. All town councillors have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda having regard to the Code of Conduct for members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware, should they need advice throughout the meeting. Members, any interest?
None.
No. Oh, thank you. That brings me on.
Sorry, and not pecuniary because I live opposite Providence car park, but I don't drive, so it doesn't terribly affect me.
Thank you, Councillor Donnelly, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, Councillor.
I'm like Nina Coo. It's just slowly pairing out the rest of the county down to the work. It's okay. Not pecuniary, but.
Thank you for your openness and transparency, Councillor Wilson. That brings me on to the Crown Mayor's announcements, and I've had a lovely time actually this month. I was really, really pleased to be invited to Knightswood Day Centre, where they have opened a new high-end service for people with dementia, and it's an absolutely fantastic service where people collected, dropped at the centre and can spend a couple of hours there, have something to eat, and they receive pretty much one-to-one attention. And it means that people can do things that they maybe can't do at home because they don't feel they're not safe to do it. For example, they were saying they have one lady who loves washing up, but they don't let her do it at home because it's not...
It's not my ass.
To be honest.
Oh, bless. So she can wash up, supervised to her heart's content at the day centre. So it's a really fabulous, fabulous service. And so much so that... I don't know if it's the right point in the meeting to do so, but I would like to donate a portion of my mayor's allowance this year to... the Me, Myself and I service, it's called, at Knightswood. So that was absolutely lovely. And also, I was really pleased to be invited to the celebration dinner for the Royal British Legion, the 100 years ceremony of Burnham Branch, which was, again, fantastic. And the... I think Councillor Stamp was...
Mob was sat next to
as well. And the High Sheriff. I always get my Lord Lieutenants and High Sheriffs mixed up. The Lord Lieutenant was at Knightswood and the High Sheriff was at...
No, it was the other way around.
The other way around.
Yeah,
the High Sheriff. The High Sheriff was at Knightswood and
one's a lady,
the Lord Lieutenant, who is in fact a lady, was on our table at the dinner. And it was great, wasn't it, Councillor Stamp?
It was
a really lovely evening. And I had to... raise myself at the crack of dawn on Sunday to start the first Burnham Junior Park Run. And that was really lovely, really well attended, and had the photo taken with Paw Patrol, which is very exciting. I forget which particular puppy, I don't know the
children's names.
And hilariously, as we knew they would, despite being told to wait a minute after I'd cut the ribbon before they set off, the overexcited eager children didn't, and I was almost flattened by several speedy kids. So that was lovely. So, a busy month, which has been lovely.
Madam Mayor, can we establish your donation before we move on so it's not lost, because it would have been... Yes. From last year's allowance?
Yes, from last year's mail allowance.
The town clerk will need to do that.
Yes, we'll.
Would you like to?
I would like £250.
You can do whatever you like.
It's your allowance.
Yeah.
But it's just, being as you've mentioned it.
So we need to have it minuted.
It's nice to be minuted that you have donated that out of your mayor's allowance.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. That brings us on to item four. As Councillor Stamp mentioned informally to me earlier, we're in a bit of a pickle with minutes because we had deferred the previous minutes, not the minutes of the last meeting, the previous minutes to that had been deferred, and then we didn't have the last one. So last month's minutes were helpfully notes were taken by Catherine Wilson. Where has my brain gone today? We apologise for menopausal mindful this evening. Yes, Councillor Lewis have helpfully taken notes, but unfortunately I have to put my hands up. I wasn't able to type them up and distribute them until today. So loath though I am to do it, I think I am working through all the minutes. I'd need a day aside just to sort it all out, which hopefully I might have this week. So, reluctantly, I suggest we defer the minutes.
What, today's?
The ones from before. These ones, we can agree, if people have had time to read them.
Oh, right.
I don't want people to feel they're pressured into agreeing if they haven't had time.
Well, they're not on the agenda anyway, Madam Mayor, so we can agree those minutes anyway, so it'll have to come to the next meeting.
No, it is the 15th of March.
No, so these can be.
Yeah, not the other ones. I thought you meant those. Yeah, absolutely. So if we are able to agree the minutes from last month's meeting, maybe agree those.
I'd like to request that you read them out, or the clerk reads them out, because we got them at really short notice.
I haven't had a chance to read them.
Can we defer them then? Because we have quite a lot of it on the agenda tonight. And
I don't mind, but I do think if they need looking at properly. Because
they absolutely do, but I don't think my reading voice or my reading brain even will be able to function my way through those. So can we defer those, please?
I propose that we defer them to
on my second
to the next meeting.
The next meeting,
whether we have one in between time or not.
The next one,
the next
yes,
meeting.
Whichever it may be.
Yes.
The next one, yes. Is that agreed by saying to everyone?
Yes.
Super, thank you. I think we can confirm the planning meeting minutes from the Tuesday 15th of March, can we? Because we have those previously. Members, can we agree those?
Yeah.
Super.
Is the 29th?
Wrong ones have been cleaned tomorrow, but we've been working on the one thing at the happy. There wasn't anything, I don't think, controversial. Thank you. Item 6, public participation. We have no members of the public here, which moves us on to Town Clerk's report. Anything to report?
Yes. So, Councillor Stamp has, under Essex County Council, has informed the new head, I'm sure I haven't spoken about it before, the lampposts that were removed, they vanished overnight.
Yes.
And the villages, when they had the structure tested them and there was problems below surface, they're going to be replaced in this financial year, but there's no details of when.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
All ones went missing in Burnley.
There was a few, wasn't there?
But the high street,
They just seem to be cut off at a low level.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I know the one I got.
I noticed it was
not
very dark.
Not fully finished yet.
I noticed it was very dark walking back down the high street.
It's because someone's still not working.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also, Essex County Council have launched their Everyone's Essex Plan.
Everyone Essex, it should have come out before. I've done a Essex County Council annual report, which you can either have at the next your annual meeting, which will be better.
Yeah.
Hold it on to everybody, and there's links
yes.
in there. I'm going to go through a couple of things today with them. Diane's bits on it, which might help her, but just wait for it till then. But I did send the highways thing. I don't know if you forwarded it on, I don't know if you forwarded it to all your other councillors. at your other councils about how to report and the criteria for reporting potholes. So you should have got that from if you want to send it round to everybody. I think that would be handy.
Diary dates have been circulated, the
copies
on the table.
I have a query. We don't have a planning meeting down for the 17th of May.
It is
there,
E. It is. Oh, I'm sorry.
It is indeed. Thank you.
Sorry, just while we're on.
Yeah. Just can't read.
Dave, somebody has asked me to ask a resident when the town meeting is in our calendar. I couldn't answer that one.
17th of May.
That's the 17th of May one, isn't it, I believe?
No, you've not done it. This, I've got it covered.
There are two on
my
list. There are two, and I get confused.
Yeah, the annual parish, and the annual town, and the annual assembly.
So, which is, do you have a date for the other?
Statutory annual is your mayor making. And yeah. That's the one where you do all what Paul was saying about the groups and everything. And the annual town meeting has to be between the 31st of March and the 1st of June.
That's right. So we haven't set a date for that yet, have we? So that's one that's actually fixed.
So that's that. Councillor Carnes is right. That's why I put on there. How are we going to set it now?
I think perhaps we should, shouldn't we? So we know it's in the. Can I suggest we set it later rather than earlier to give us time to?
Yeah. As long as it's before the 1st of June.
That's right. Yes. So are we thinking? We're looking at the 24th, aren't we, really, I think?
What, May?
Yeah. It's got to be by the 1st of June. We could have it on the 31st, but that would be pushing it a bit. Members, what do you think?
I'm on like the 24th of May, so the
31st is Jubilee week, so.
Oh, goodness, we don't want to do it that. Shall we say we're 24th then?
Yeah.
And is that the one we're having the carnival for?
No.
Just there because of COVID then and
life,
yeah. Right,
lovely.
Is that the annual town council?
That's the annual town meeting. Meeting of the parishioners.
Okay.
24th at 7?
7:30. Well, it's any time after 6, I think the law is.
Shall we say 7 then? Just to take the people enough time because it can be a lengthy one.
The only reason that I would suggest maybe later is if you have to fix a meeting quickly for something that maybe hasn't been agreed before.
Mm-hmm.
So 7:30
that is important actually, then we've got
sometimes
that.
We can do
got some wiggle room. Got some wiggle room then, haven't we?
That's all right.
7:30 then, that's a good point. That's a good point. 7:30 then.
Yeah.
Super, thank you. I'm glad we've got that. And,
so when's the mayor making?
The 17th. That's the 17th one.
It's a week before.
Okay. Are we okay on diary dates then?
No, I've read it, yes.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move on to item number 9, coordinators report, starting off with general purposes.
I think we've been all right, haven't we, with the town clerk? Mm-hmm. I think some of the things that I want to mention is coming up later on about allotments.
We only authorised the allotments, didn't we, today?
Yeah, well, that's coming up under allotments. So, general purposes, I don't think I've given any money away. I think you said no.
Lovely. Councillor Wilson, highways.
Work still planning, working with
not
Scarborough.
Just me.
No, it's not. Probably problem with Scarborough, but that's coming up later, so we'll go through it then. I've also been looking at how the Department of Transport set over 3 months, because they're not getting quite, especially the new developments. A lot of people are asking how it all comes. It's a hell of an in-depth document. I'll bring that one back. The enforcement team are going to be doing some more visits outside of Burnham Primary because we still have some idiot parking now to the point where two mothers are going and having to talk it because one challenged one for parking on the zigzag since in front of the kids and stuff like that. Can't be having that. So
it's been going on for years.
It has,
yeah,
it has.
Yeah, they visit and then it settles
for a while, and then it. I did send Lee an email. He's going to try and get something out sorted with him. Right at the time, you know, when it's at Easter holiday, so now they're back. It might help if you six next week. I think start their sats, so they'll be going in early.
Oh, right,
I think it's breakfast club 7:40, so that will help.
A little bit.
The other thing is Essex Road, there's a restriction 10 metres, 10 metres Essex Road into Dunkirk
Crouch
Road, which is W Alliance, which has a exception on it where you can park at certain times. That's now been, it's going to be turned into a no parking at any time. It goes 10 metres up Essex Road, 10 metres up Crouch Road. It's more than that.
It's important for visibility.
That has been approved, and that's been implemented or about to be implemented.
Yeah, that's really important.
And that's about it, I think.
Fab. I've got new estates of 20 mile an hour. Anyway.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
But somebody's asking the question, how's it set?
I think it's just a thing that
it's
kind of just, isn't it? If I've known, I've printed off about the speed thing, it's actually at home. So what I'll do is I'll bring it in for you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Lovely, thank you. So that means we move on to the environment.
Quite a lot, I'm doing fine. Allotments, they now have got the leaf, which is good.
Brilliant.
Unfortunately, I couldn't go to the meeting yesterday, but Councillor Stamp went and said they would like to assist in helping look for the legal documents, which I've referred them to Councillor Stamp because you're leading the working party on that. They would like the mayor, if possible, to do a photo opportunity with the new produce shed. Are you okay to?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then there's this issue of the key,
which one's
to the council shed, which is kind of coming from, I'm having it from the allotment side and from the carnival side. Basically, they've got a set procedure. It's collected from the allotment hut and it's signed in now, which I believe the council agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently they're now being told that the carnival committee can get additional keys cut.
Carter, what you said you've had in both ears. What's the other ear from the carnival committee?
Well, no, they're just asking can they have a key. But I said to them why not the rec, and they're just as general public really can help with the carnival. I knew it was coming up under allotment, so we discussed what we thought.
Well, I went to the allotments week last Sunday ago, and the gentleman was a little bit upset because they signed the key out and they kept it for like 3 weeks. So I think as a council we need to decide, because the agreement was, and correct me if I'm wrong members, I didn't look up the actual minute reference, that they could store their equipment in there, not go up there and take the key for 3 weeks at a time or 4 weeks and go in and out. Now, I thought it was literally just a store for the time of the year until they needed the equipment, because it causes issues when that key is not there. And the allotments are also having key issues with other areas, and it's based on security. It's the same as here. You know, we change the locks so we can keep a check of the keys.
and it happened again, and I think the carnival committee, and I think we need to agree that we send a letter, if members agree, to them and say you can have one key holder and you sign it in and you sign it out on the same day, because there's no need to take it away. A, it could get lost.
Yeah.
B, they're talking about having keys cut. Well, they can't do that as far as I'm concerned.
No, they can't.
You're not allowed to go and have keys cut.
No.
To be honest, I don't know about the winning. I've been in it when it's the annual show. I go in and help set up for the annual show. But I don't use the keys. The gentlemen use the keys. But I think it needs to be, because I've also been hearing that they're talking about racking it out. Now, you can't change the things because A, it's insurance, B, it's not been agreed by council. I'm not saying we won't agree it if they do, if they ask us, but you can't just assume.
No.
Assume, you go further and further when one gets away with one thing, it just goes on and on and on.
Indeed. So we are specifically going to say no.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah, I think a letter, a well-worded letter to somebody very diplomatic would be nice. I don't
yes.
need to do it. and
perhaps Councillor Carter, you could draw something out,
and
then I'll be looking at
it,
and then we can.
Yeah, she's not a lot one.
Bob's
not that good at diplomat.
I'm trying. Depending on what.
It's
like me, I can either be wonderfully diplomatic or not, depending on which way the wind is.
I'm nice for you just to say that there's a procedure there and you can please follow it.
Yeah,
really,
that's it.
If you could remind me, I would like
you
to.
Yeah.
Do you mean to get some bit on
the just sorry, one at a time. I'm sorry, just that I can be very diplomatic.
Would you like to take that on? Because I'm quite busy. Super. So that's.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so who am I writing to?
Is the car
if you,
well, do you think the chair? To tell
chair,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chair,
yeah.
Chair, yeah. Committee. Okay, and it's to do with that thing. They can have one key, but they have to log in one person, and log in and log out on Sunday. Okay,
so they have to follow the existing procedure.
Yes, it's just a thank you. Okay, no problem.
Massive help, thank you.
Same
right.
Different time.
If we can come back, as Councillor Carter has a lot.
And hoping everybody's had a chance to look at the Green Spaces Group action plan, which unfortunately now some of the things are out, I'm not going to be able to do this year, like some of the stuff with the schools, but obviously it's shielding and evolving gradually. So I don't know.
Sorry to interrupt you, is that the other plan, Agenda Item 16 you're talking about? Action plan, or because you've got something on agenda, is it 16?
No,
that's Jubilee.
No.
Oh, it's 18, it's item 18. You've got your own separate agenda item for that.
Yeah, because we talked about it then. Because
yeah.
I got,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just with the town Olympics, they're going really well, and with next month, we're going to start. Our start location will be Hester Place. We've had a lot of pop up Olympics, people are sort of contacting me now, and we're doing them around the town. Had group litterpicks with the URC, so in this month's Focus magazine we're asking other groups would they be interested in doing that, because obviously it lightens the load if everyone helps. With regard to sort of areas in need of tidying, the Tesco car park comes up time and time again, and that corner of Station Road and York Road, but they are both a business and a private road.
Sorry, which is York Road?
You know where the Baptist Church is?
Yes, I do.
Where the old bed shop used to be.
Yeah,
well,
that's unadopted, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a private road.
Yeah, and really it was just to know how can we approach them about this.
Well, I regularly approach Tesco. I think I might have even written to their head office once, and then it gets better. The reality for them is they don't have enough cleaner hours.
Yeah, I mean, I think the pickers would be happy to go in and do it, but obviously because it's a car park,
you need
insurance
issues.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
An elderly friend of mine was run down just shopping in there, so I wouldn't be looking to take it.
It's dreadful, and then it all blows out onto the high street.
But there's nothing to write to about York Road, is there? Because it's unadopted.
Yeah.
It.
I mean,
yes.
If we could just go there in a minute, if we could just stick to members, please. If we could just stick to Tesco for the time being, can I suggest perhaps that as a council, we write to their head office and say that it is an ongoing problem, that it is an eyesore, also a health risk, because it's usually PPE, the rubbish that's scattered all over the place. So
lots of meal deals, so they'll see it in the car
and then throw them.
I mean, I'm happy to draft
if you can draft a letter and then we can put it through the town clerk, that would be great.
I just thought, just contact them.
Well, yeah, we do that informally. We need to do something formally, because informal doesn't work. We do it all, I do it all the time.
The thing is, it's like we've just said, you do it anyway. I think just you have to do it all the time, every 6 months, every year, or whatever. Just contact them. And then it's. I just think sometimes it's better like that than to do a formal. But it's up to you.
I think I feel like I've worked it to death, because I've done it so often that we need to escalate changes. But I don't think there's anything we can do about your brand.
I don't think so. There's nobody to write to.
I think there's a residents' association.
Yeah.
When it suits them, there is, but when there's work to be done or something,
there have been some issues there with resident relations in York Road, and it's quite tense. So, absolutely.
We'll keep that, highlighting that it's a tricky one.
Why? Because all you need to do, if there is a residents' association or group, and if the litter pickers want to go down and do it, all you need is permission, don't you? Even if it's a private road, as long as you've got permission from them, if you're a litter picker group or somebody wants to do it, surely you can do it if you've got permission.
I mean, I think it's a bit more tricky than that, because there's trees that are in danger of falling. When the Baptist Church had their trees cut down, Andy Sadler was in there, and I was just chatting to him, and he said the other side needs doing, and I said, I know, but it is a private road. It's kind of, there's a lot of broken glass. I dread to think what is under all that soil there, really, to be honest. So it's just difficult, really, I think.
Well, the only thing you can do is a risk assessment as a group leader. If you think it's too risky, you say, assess the people, we can't do it.
Knowing the politics, or at least some of it, I would leave well alone, to be honest.
I mean, maybe we can revisit it. Insurance Councillor Stamp has spoken to the insurance company, and we're now amicably, we are actually adequately covered, as long as it's organised as part of the council. I mean, I believe if the the URC do it, they will be doing it under their insurance, unless I'm part of that. The other one for me, which is the storage sheds, currently I've got all the stuff at my house, but I am moving to a much smaller property, and just really whether it would be feasible if the box that I have, which is one of those lift up garden storage box, could be located in the yard. And I've spoken to Barry, and he feels that the metal container, well, I don't even know what it is there, could be moved, and one could sit there, and he believes we would still be able to have, be able to...
Do you mean the salt store?
The salt store.
There's no front on it, it's just full of rubbish now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Why how big's the container you've got indoors? How much have you got in?
It's the same as the one that's already out there.
The one where the sacks are?
The litter sacks, yeah.
So, is that one no good anymore outside?
Yeah, but that's full of the litter sacks.
It's not normally very full of litter sacks. Is it? Every time I come, it's not.
From my point of view, I don't want to have to come down and get a key every time I'm going to do a litter pick. So... Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't need to, because you'd have some sort of lock on there, and you would have the key, and there'd be a key in here. I mean, is there enough room for it to go in the shed? Have you been in Barry's shed?
No.
What, not enough room, or you've not been in
Barry's shed? I've been in there, and there wouldn't be enough.
Then you got out.
We talked about this before.
The gardening stuff still in Barry's shed?
It is. That could go into the one container then, once we start... up at the station.
We talked about having one of these before.
We did.
And
we didn't have room, that was why. But if the salt store is no longer, mind you, we'll have to put salt in it, won't we? Mm-hmm. In the winter. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they did this winter. I didn't see any in there.
No, because you have to order it. The council didn't order it.
No, then they
I think we had enough salt supplies because I did ask really to check.
I mean, can we just keep that under review, really? Because obviously I'm not currently filled, got there, but I won't hopefully in the coming months. Yeah, the other thing was about mileage, because obviously I'm using my van. Can I claim mileage when I do?
You've got a policy on that.
Well, yeah, but why are you using your van when there's a council van out there? No, to take the equipment down. We have such numbers down.
Yeah.
But we've got a council van that's insured for members.
I thought it was Barry's van because I drove the old one.
I didn't know anyone. I mean, you really shouldn't be using your own unless you're insured for council business.
Well, I'm insured, but I have got business insurance.
You have got business insurance, have you?
Yeah.
So, well, I think I haven't checked with our insurance company if you're insured to do that under our insurance.
The only thing is, I would not. It's time consuming enough doing all the litter picks I do without having to come down, get keys to it's all the logistics, all the time of having to come down here, then drive home, you know, to pick stuff up. It's just I'm just thinking, you know, time.
I think she should be allowed to pay.
I'm sure we've got a staff.
I'm saying you shouldn't, but I don't think you should use your vehicle for council stuff. Especially when we've got a van. That's why we ordered
the van. I can understand the messing around, come and get one van, take another, and then unloading that one. I can understand. Okay. Maybe when the truck's here, might be a different story. Yeah, sort of over vans, makes sense. Yeah. But
yeah, that doesn't. I realise that doesn't help you much, Councillor, does it? Really. But I mean, if you've got business insurance, then you're covered, and then we have got a staff.
No, I think that's a different issue. You're covered for your business. You're not covered for council business because the council.
You're not putting some litter picks in the back of it.
She's doing it for pleasure. Can't have an insurance.
I'm not. I'm going to be doing that regardless of whether it's a council litter pick or not. We have to get stuff from A to B. It's too big now to carry. Gone are the days where you can just have a little bag on your back. Because we're getting 30 people.
Wow.
The difference is you're insured for your business.
It's us. That's the line.
If you work for an employer like I do, I mean, I have to have business insurance on my vehicles for my job.
But you're not insured for council business. Because it's the council's business. You're insured for your business, i.e. anything deep.
I'm insured for somebody else's business with my car insurance.
We can make this easy and do it rather than...
I'm insured for Capstone business with my personal
The way we can do it, that's easy, is that you come to the council offices, you have your equipment here, you drop your car here, you pick the van up, you load it with all the stuff, and you're insured. That to me is the only way it's going to work, because then we're covered. Otherwise, we could have issues. You'd be coming here at some point, wouldn't you? If you're going to keep your equipment here.
So that's how
it would work. And then, nobody's got a problem with claiming mileage. I've got a problem if you have an accident, litter picking, in your vehicle, and you're not insured in your vehicle.
Yeah, you're not actually picking litter in your vehicle, though. You're transporting equipment from A to B. So if you got out of the car, then fell over in the middle of the park, you wouldn't be claiming on your car insurance. You'd be claiming on your litter picking insurance.
But if you hit an old lady crossing the road...
In your car,
carrying the stuff to the litter pit.
But the litter pit fell out and stabbed her.
You've got, it's all about proving things, isn't it?
We need to get a solution on this. Sorry, Tam Clark.
From experience in other parishes, when they do litter picks, Morgan District Council can actually come out and pick up bags and things for you.
It's not the rubbish. Barry goes and collects them when you sit there. That's part of their job.
Yeah. Now I've got an arrangement that I can leave them by the skip in the park, which again necessitates me having a van because we've got 30 bin bags, which
that's quite a lot.
I'm not going to walk 30 across real fields, you know. Okay. Well, should we? I think those two sort of go in hand in hand. So if we can get the equipment store, then it makes sense logistically for you to do that. So we need to have a recce and look at how feasible that is really done now, I think.
Okay. Garwood's grass cutting. I mean, I think I mentioned before that they are going to have to increase their cost to us because of the fuel changes. Station adoption, unfortunately, the man, Warren Smith from Rousegate, was due to do this a week ago, in April, but he's got COVID. I will chase him up for new dates. We've also been awarded some hedging for there, if we go ahead, as part of the Queen's green canopy. And we'll get those saplings in there then well. I believe I sent out to everybody the quotations for the tree works outside one stop, which would be to have been removed. And
but we agreed that.
We didn't have three quotes. We can't discuss this now because it needs to be on private and confidential, and it's not.
Oh, you just don't mention the...
You don't mention the names.
Okay, that's fine.
Quote 1, 2 and 3, Councillor Carlton.
They all like the life of the council. Exactly the same. All of the same spec, which is to remove the silver birch and to reduce the copper beech by 30% and then clear and dispose of all the riding waste. So we've got one for £600, one for £345, and one for £840.
I think it's fairly obvious.
Well, there's some jobs in there, isn't there?
Yes. Is it, sorry to interrupt you, is it in the conservation area?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So we'll have to speak to Andy and Tim, tree officer and conservation officer.
You might have set planning.
We might have to, yeah.
Do you know, I think we can remove the dead one, but the other one, you're right.
If you can't do anything until you've got the permission from the conservation officer, and if you are reducing, like, you have to have...
I shouldn't have thought of that. Sorry, I should have thought of that.
Can I just ask one other question? I know that we own certain trees.
Yeah.
Are we sure that these trees are our liability? Because they're...
Yes, because they're in our flower beds that we own.
But I think the flower beds are owned by Essex.
Oh, that's a whole other discussion.
I think they were taken on board years ago. We don't matter, we'll assume they're open.
For the purpose of now, we need to assume they're ours, I think.
I can find out. If you want to send an email, you've got to go to Malden anyway to have permission, and I can do a little members inquiry.
I would suggest we go for the smallest quote right now.
It does seem curious, though, that trees in the highway and beds that are in the highway. Well, I can understand there are certain trees that...
We've taken on the maintenance somewhere along the line, haven't we? And therefore we've probably taken on the...
But I thought we were working on the assumption, the fact that I've been sent to get three quotes that they are ours.
Oh, I think they are ours, Councillor Carter. I wouldn't... And I certainly, for the purpose of now and having the work done and keeping people safe, which is what it's all about, I think we do need to treat them as ours.
Do we want to propose one subject?
I propose the 345, subject to conservation officer and tree officer and required planning.
Second.
Yeah, agreed.
Quote two.
Quote two, that was, wasn't it? I think, Councillor Carter.
Okay.
And remind me, and I'll give you the contact details. And they'll tell you if we need planning, which we will, I think, might be. I mean, think of that. So far, just on the trees themselves.
And then we have Stiglitz, who are our current contractor, and they have agreed to continue at the same cost for next year. And they did put some suggestions. Which I sent round to everybody, which was part of their shrub bed audit, and what they've sort of looked at what's in there currently and what they would recommend doing. So,
Happy is great.
You've
done really well.
Yeah, it's really well. Just a blank sheet.
It's really cheap.
All exciting.
Just a blank sheet.
You've got actual words on yours, Kirsty.
I've got ones.
Got nothing.
That's brilliant.
Have you said it out? I think it was
on. Yes, I'm an email.
Yeah.
She's
in there.
but obviously we need to do that in May, so we say yes or no.
Yes, we agree that. Super.
Okay. Well, the Tommy Garden, I'm really confused about the money from Leander Cable, because I saw the purchase order and did we get the money?
I don't know anything about it.
I don't know.
Can I suggest that how much is involved? Because it's the sort of thing we ought to do anyway, regardless of we're getting it, whether we're getting it.
Which specific thing is this for?
No, we...
the Tommy Garden.
This was additional money, really, from the Welcome Back Funds, which ran out at the end of 31st of March.
So we haven't had the money that we were told we'd get in this thing.
Well, you did send a purchase order, because I got a copy of it.
And do you remember, I spoke to you and said we needed an invoice from the Lions?
Yeah.
To be able to claim the money.
Right, yeah, which we never got. So.
An invoice from the Lions is very rare.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how much money is involved?
It's just additional money, £150, which was free money, so
yeah,
we're going to take it, but it's not essential. It doesn't affect the town bed plan, it was just extra.
So it's just money we haven't got, but we've managed to fill the. We've done the work on the Tommy bed.
No.
So we need to speak to the Lions and explain that they need not invoice.
It will do one. You will do one. It just takes him ages. But you will do one.
But if the work hasn't...
If it's not been done, have we missed out?
No.
But
no,
you can't,
let's do it.
Madam Mayor, you can't have an invoice if the work has not been done.
I don't understand.
You can have a quote.
I don't understand what people are talking about.
Well, we can technically, in that they would put aside the right plants for us at the right time. The end of March wasn't the right time for getting plants, in their opinion, because they weren't ready. They were still in the hothouses up there.
So they need to give us an invoice anyway, don't they?
Yeah.
For the plants that are on.
If not, then... So it's just a voucher. We just want to get a voucher.
To
Leander Cable.
Yeah. I did invite Leander to come tonight. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to make it. Which is a shame, because she would be able to clarify it for us now.
Just an email. I'll put a fresh serve ticket in if you want.
Okay. Are we there?
Okay. We've got the diseased tree on Worcester Green. I did send that email round.
Yes.
I mean, I believe that the tree, one of the trees is certainly dead, but obviously the rest may be affected with fire blight. So really... We need, I suppose the proposal is that if we need to, we get the three quotes for the removal of the one tree if that's necessary, and the others are inspected for remedial action.
We need to do it. I'm looking because a resident, in fact, contacted me about these as well.
What's the green? Is that on the green?
And this is a conservation area, so we've had that before.
We got a company who did a tree survey from a few years ago, and it's supposed to be on a rolling where they go and check the trees.
I thought there was something like that.
Ooh,
we've done something. Because it's when we first found we owned those trees, wasn't it? We regularised the situation.
Was it Mama? Because you created and said something about you could get it cheaper.
No, that I know Sarah had a company that she used, because we got three quotes then. It'll be on the server, won't it? Can I suggest we ask Julie to have a look on the server and see if she can find that?
Yeah, but the point is... Madam Mayor, the point is we have to, by law, do the survey of the trees. When was the last time it was done? So that would be on the survey. Server.
Yeah.
And... It's funny, you might find Councillor Carter that it has been identified and they were monitoring it, but if it's emergency, I suggest you get the same contract
as that. Now, look on the server now.
We did regularise the situation with regard to trees.
Because the law changed.
I know we had a survey, I know we did the survey, and I know we had three works that we had to do, didn't we?
I remember going, bloody doing the damn thing.
Yeah, Sarah did that thing.
The tree at Holden Road on the island.
Essex.
Ah. Well, I always worry about that tree, building something sick.
I want to be monitored because I tried that one.
Too many people are monitoring that.
I did wonder if,
I said, if that's
Shall we have a look?
We'll ask Julie to have a look. Shall we have a server? Mm-hmm. See if we can find that.
So, let me write an action list. So,
yeah. Because I can see you're going to have Dentos server looking at that.
Yeah. Well, no, it should just be.
Yes, we know it should.
We know the server.
Know the server is not always as logical.
It'll come under the road. Does it Worcester? Did you say Worcester Road?
It was a tree survey.
I'm a road of Worcester Green, so it's Worcester.
Not if it was a survey for the whole.
It's on the corner of Worcester and Darcy.
Yeah.
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 I think we should move on anyway because we're going to hear all
that. I know it's not in my report, but I know Councillor Stamp wanted to talk about the notice boards.
Yes.
And the town clerk's going to have to help me on this because I'm afraid I got involved at the last minute because it wasn't.
Was it you or was it Julie?
Sorry, can I just backtrack?
Yes.
Diane, was you making a proposal to get three quotes for.
That's what it was.
I think no, that was superseded by we might have it already in the survey.
Okay, so
because that might be urgent and we can get them round, and if it's health and safety, that's the end.
We've already got someone contracted to do it.
Yeah.
And we need to get them to do it. Councillor Stamp, I believe you're going to talk about notice boards.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm waiting on the support from the town clerk.
Yeah, okay.
And then Councillor Carter, because she did the original surveys.
Yep, so Councillor Carter came back because to just renew the Perspex was a bigger job than anticipated. Mm-hmm. So we asked Julie to go back and get some costings
from the original,
and
supplier.
They were coming back talking thousands, absolutely telephone numbers. So then they've come back and said, shall we go for new notice boards? So I asked Julie to go back to them because they said, do we want new posts or do we just want notice boards? Well, I haven't been to visit the notice board, so I wouldn't know. I did say, what about if Barry had a look and if he felt that the posts were okay, maybe we could get prices for with the posts and without the posts and the installation.
Do you know what posts they are?
Diane's done it.
I mean, they're varying. Some are on metal, some are on wood, some are on attached to walls. So there's no uniformity.
And I don't know how old they are, but the other suggestion, because they've asked if we want disposal of the notice boards, and so I suggested in the email to Julie that maybe if they are old, would the museum want them as a donation if it's got a historic value to it?
No,
they need new windows, not notice boards.
None of the notice boards at this time are over 50-year-old, and you tend to only start taking things in at that age.
So we would need to dispose of them.
Yeah. No, I wanted to discuss, do we need as many as what we've got? Which is the most important one? I spoke to Councillor Carter, and she thinks the one that really needs doing is the one outside One Stop, because it lets the water in. And I spoke to Julie, she said the same. So why don't we prioritise and agree we'll replace that one? And the other ones, I mean, I didn't even know the one at St Mary's was ours. And I said, how do people stop and read it, though? I've never seen anybody stop and read it.
Do we
as a council, I know we don't want to do it now, it's getting late, but we need to agree, do we need them all? Because things are changing. Do we want all notice boards? And, are we going to communicate in a different way?
The one about St Mary's, I think you're right, it's not really used.
No.
It is next to a post box, one with information, there's a certain amount of, but I don't see people using it.
And that needs
so can we propose that for now we concentrate on the one outside One Stop as being the priority?
Yeah, because notice boards are really expensive.
Yeah,
and the lettering as well was coming back at ridiculous costings. Yeah. And they weren't even going to put it on.
Yeah.
So we would fancy that job of putting all those letters.
So can we actually ask the town clerk or Julie to go back to them and ask them to quote for that one at the One Stop? And that's it for the budget.
That's a good idea.
Please.
I agree. So second that. Can we agree with that?
It's not on the agenda, it's not on my report, because I thought it was going to be a carry forward was the Burnham in Bloom. We were going to invite Taylor Wimpey.
Yes.
And
that's partly my work, so actually completely my fault for not typing up the minutes.
I mean,
Is this an open offer? Does it have to be fulfilled this year? Could it be next year when we've got more time? We've got a big event coming up.
Do we have the contact to Taylor Wimpey?
We keep changing.
I think that's a good idea. Perhaps if I have a look and we have a look and see who it is, and see if we can find who it is.
You know, Jubilee.
We've got a lot, and I'm about to throw something else at you, and you will hate me. The mayor's annual planting at the station, which again we haven't done for a few years.
Again, because this has been on the table since February. And I was hoping to have gone into schools and that they would have grown.
This is something completely separate. This is something completely separate.
It's completely different.
I did send you the full letters and everything.
It's every year.
It's just
lovely.
The preschools, the nines provide the plants. The preschools just come along on one morning, and I stand there with my big chain on and a little spade. And we just plant things in, or just in the planters along the station.
But they are very messy because work would have to be done on them.
It's usually June it happens. I can come along and help clear out the plants.
Barry always does the prep.
There you go, yeah. Barry. Yeah. So all you would need to do is just, well, actually, probably Julie could just send out the draft letters and then turn up.
There's a standard letter on the server.
I have sent it all to you, Dan, but I think I've probably deleted it. But I know when I went, here's everything, and sent loads of stuff. I've still got a folder entitled Railway Bridge Task Force on my computer, so with any luck, it's all in there.
Yeah.
But it's all ready to go. It's literally all you need to do is fill in the date and
what
the bosh.
Mayor's
Annual. It's just planted. It's just in May, isn't it?
May, June, it's just something that always
in my time
happens.
It certainly happened. And, you know, something that happens.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you'll be with the new mayor.
Whoever the mayor is.
Yeah.
And in one case, it was the deputy mayor, wasn't it? Because you couldn't do it. So
one time I didn't do it.
That was when.
It's only one day, you do 3 days, it's 3 sessions. You don't just do one thing.
I think we did it staggered all in two different schools. I can really help with this, Diane, because I've done it before, so I can really help with this.
That's great. So, with Bloom,
we're happy to carry it over on the count. We're going to have flowers with Jubilee, aren't we? We're going to have flowers, we're going to have plants, we're going to have lots of loveliness, so I think we'll try and get hold of Taylor Wimpy and plan it in properly for next year when we've got more time and hopefully more in the way of officers approving plans on the show. Gosh, lengthy.
She's done a lot of bad work.
I've always said that environment is the biggest job because everything is the environment and it encompasses
well, technically
so
much. Technically, you should, couldn't you? So
where
do you start?
It is, it really is, and you are doing an absolutely mega job with it. It is freezing, so Councillor Coles, could you shut the door?
Yes.
Can we just say, Madam Mayor, before you close it, World Bee Day is on the 20th of May. Can you all put it in your diary?
Bee Day, as in French.
Bees abroad, so you have to find out their foreign bees. Bees abroad.
Know your bees.
Sponsor a Bees Abroad project, beekeeping project. Organise a local community event. Join Bees Abroad special events. There you go.
Lots of bee activities available there. Thank you.
We would die without bees.
We would.
So, Councillor Carter, that was... I don't want to cut you off and cry that narrative was... health and wellbeing, I don't know, Councillor Stanbury, if you've got anything you'd like
to say. Well, basically, we've sent out, hopefully, two documents. One is the health and wellbeing implementation plan, which is the work that we're planning to do and are in doing. And they've also sent out a report of what's actually changed in between. So I'm sure you can read those at your leisure. We're making huge progress. Absolutely thrilled with it. And then on a monthly basis, we will just update the sheet for the actions that we've got done in the month. Well, I'm sure you can read those all at your leisure if you ever have any time to have a look at them. But actually, to be frank with you, I'm mightily impressed with what's being achieved, not necessarily by us, but what we're finding out there, and the great support that we're finding amongst the churches and stuff like that. So it's going well. It's good.
Good.
That is brilliant. Thank you so much. It is so brilliant to have stuff going on and people working so hard. So thank you. So, moving on to item 10, District Councillors' reports. I don't think there's been anything, has there, Councillor Starr?
I don't think there's anything.
No.
Just working groups and things.
Got the statutory annual coming up in May, haven't we?
What's the date, about 11th or 12th?
I don't know, I'm trying not to think about it. Near my birthday, we've got a lovely birthday present for me. Wonder what.
It's
the biggest I'll be awarded for your birthday. Thank you. So I don't think there's been anything else happening that I can think of. Town Council representatives report. Who's on what? Councillor Cowell, anything on Burnham Lake?
There have been no recent meetings, but I've reported back to them as agreed at the last council meeting that we have no resources to mount Key Day, but we do have a budget to underwrite it if anybody else does, which I think was what we agreed at the last meeting. The other one I have a report on is the South Wadham Ferries Road Group. I submitted a separate report, which I hope you all got.
Yes.
Quite what the outcome of that meeting was, because the guy from Essex County Council said he couldn't comment on anything whatsoever because it would debar him from taking part in the debate on the planning issues itself. So it was a little bit...
Predetermination.
It was a little bit... A lot of people were mumbling as I left. What was that for?
You did say that beforehand, though, Councillor Calver, if I recall correctly, so you were advised that.
Right.
Nevertheless, thank you for going, even though you did think it wasn't going to be particularly useful.
The River Crouch Community team, I attended a workshop. I'm not convinced of any definite outcomes or advantages of membership, quite frankly. It was purely confined to river issues, and each council has their own agenda. For example, the town steps affects tourism and the ferry, which affects us and Rochford. But when I raised the issue, MDC didn't seem to have anything to offer, and Rochford didn't seem to have anything to offer. So I'm a little bit disillusioned about it. And also, I wear two hats. I'm a representative on the Burnham Business Board as well for the council. And I took over the River Crouch Communities team because I was doing it anyway. But they've written saying they don't want people having two hats on.
Okay.
So in May, we will have to have...
Right.
I'm happy to take the council role on, but the Burnham Business Board rep will have to come from the Burnham Business Board.
That's
you. That's me. So the two of us will go together.
It all comes up in May. So
the other one is the Denji Bus Users Group, which I understand they're trying to get it back again because there's some...
I've been clerking with Alan, I was going to bring it up.
Yeah, well, you're probably much more au fait with it than I am.
Yeah, you're happy for me to mention now? So
I think that's the right place to do it.
I was talking with Alan Brignell, the DH Bug Group, does want to start back up. We're looking at hopefully the first Tuesday of May for our first meeting. And it's restarting. Alan's asked me to make councillors aware because as Burnham Town Council don't have a lot of power, but he's aware that we've got sort of county and district councillors in the room. But Burnham is becoming very isolated, not just with buses, they've heavily reduced the train timetable. It is changing again on the 15th of May, so then we will have three direct trains into London, two in the morning for commuters, and the last train at night will be direct because that's really helpful. There's all blocking out of town at 11 o'clock. And then coming home, the commuters are only getting one direct train. And it's not, I mean, he framed it with me commuters, but as a mum, I don't just see it as a commuter problem. If you're going to up beyond Whitford with your children and you have to change trains and you're rushing and crossing the bridge, it's an absolute nightmare. And if you haven't got help, you're going all the way down Whitford High Street and back up the other way. So it's just further isolating Burnham, which has been compounded by the reductions in the buses. They change just after the last bank holiday. They're now only hourly instead of every 40 minutes during the day. And there's also something bizarrely going on with the buses running off time. The very first two or three buses out of town leaving on time every morning, but then they're all getting later and later, and I travel up to Malden for work every day on the bus, and I keep getting costed by people at the bus stop, not necessarily because I'm a town councillor or because I'm part of DH, but just because you talk to people at bus stops, and a constant complaint about people's buses turning up late, them standing out a lot of time to older people or young girls waiting to come home from college, and it is a massive safety risk from that aspect. Mm-hmm. And it does feel like something needs doing. There's also further confusion, which led to one old lady I was talking to the other day, not figuring out to get home to ring her son, because the bus coming from Chelmsford that I take on the morning to go to Malden is a 331, and the 31 is just shuttling between Malden and Burnham, but there hits a time of day when the 31 will come all the way to Burnham and the 331 stops, and this is just causing untold confusion, and that confuses me to some point. So actually the DH book group will be meeting to look at sort of if there is anything they can do, but they're just wanting to make the council aware.
Just wanted to say thank you for that, because that's something that you've been mentioning to me, the buses, because they're baffled by the changes.
Yeah.
They said it was bad enough already, and to reduce it.
Yeah, and the buses weren't even quiet. I was getting the 8:38 on Burnham, which doesn't exist now. And yes, sometimes I was the only person at my stop right at the beginning of the clock tower, but there was regular people who were going to work, and I spoke to a couple of ladies, they volunteer in charity shops up in Malden, and they used to be able to get on in Burnham, pay just to Latchington and then use their free bus pass at 9 o'clock, and now they're having to pay the whole journey and get the 8 a.m. bus, because if they waited for the 9 a.m. bus when they could use their pass, they'd be getting into where their commitments are late.
Can
it's
I
not
ask,
good at all, is it?
Can
it's
I
really
ask,
not.
Can you jot that specific story and send it to me?
Yeah.
Because if you don't mind, have you finished? Cause
yeah.
Because I wrote to Essex County Council about this, because I was incensed when I was seeing everywhere, and it's come back. As you know, the services nationally have seen a significant reduction in patronage during the COVID, as low as 20%. Patronage is now plateaued around 70 to 80% of pre-COVID levels, but that unfortunately means that the current commercial network is not financially sustainable. All operators have been reviewing their network and assessing how they reshape it to reflect people's current travel patterns. This is a matter for the commercial operators. They are not required to consult, but Essex County Council have worked with them to understand what they are doing and to seek to ensure that people can still make their journeys they need to make. This often means service frequency reducing in order to avoid whole-scale route withdrawals. The changes that have been made also include simplified ticketing and simplified routes that are designed to be more reliable. We recognise this will not meet every individual travel need as it was before, but in circumstances where travel patterns have changed significantly, it does seek to support a wide network as possible. You may be aware of the government's national bus strategy, Bus Back Better, which means that over the next year we will be setting out our overall strategy for Essex Bus Network. This includes publishing a bus service improvement plan, which is what I've printed and left here for everybody to read, or duly printed, and developing an enhanced partnership plan and scheme with bus operators. As soon as we're in a position to review the existing network, we will liaise with your local parish council, and we will keep this information on file with this. So, basically, nothing. They're not. So if you can give me that specific instance, or if you speak to the people to send me specific instances, I will go to Essex County Council with them. Yes, anybody, put it out there whatever you want, because until I get the evidence to say this and this, I can't argue the case.
Councillor Donnelly Wright, followed then Councillor Cowan.
Just with regards to the simplified system, there does seem to be a simplified and improved system if you're just living in Chelmsford in the surrounding area. It gets difficult and more complicated coming out. And also they seem to be penalising the residents who don't buy on their smartphone. I can travel a lot cheaper by buying my tickets on my phone, which isn't an option for everybody. Not everybody is buying things on their phone all the time. But yeah, it's just simplified thing. It's only simplified if you've got the app, because then you just tap, and it's like the London system, where the Oyster system, where you don't pay, it calculates for you. But if that doesn't extend to this far out, it doesn't help us at all.
And if you consider, it's usually the elderly generation who use the buses, smartphones.
I remember from previous debug meetings that one of the problems about timetables slipping was that buses left on time. but that when they were travelling around their routes, the traffic was sufficient to sort of stop them getting to where they were supposed to be. So they got later and later. And I noticed, I don't know whether anybody else does, driving around, there have been a lot of roadworks recently, an enormous amount of roadworks. Is this a general thing that's happening, or is it something might be temporary?
Just before the timetable changed, I wasn't noticing any real problem. The bus had never more than 3 or 4 or 5 minutes late at the most, and it seems to be since the new timetable.
So perhaps the new timetable isn't actually feasible?
Yeah, I do wonder if the way they've edited it, if they're not allowing enough time for the journey.
Right.
Sounds like it.
Are they actually promoting the app? Because only from experience, I had to use a bus.
They promote it a lot online. I did check a few times.
You don't see it, and I got onto the bus. The return journey was £5.
So I can't have my bank card on both of my daughter's phones. So they, and you can't, under 16s, they travel on a child's ticket. You can transfer, I can buy tickets and give them to my children. But where they're 16 and 17, I can't transfer tickets between them, so I can only ever buy one of them tickets, and they have to travel together because I can't follow. If I try a screenshot and send it to her phone, the driver won't let her get away with it. So it's, this system is not user friendly.
No, it isn't. So, council stamps for you. Brilliant. Okay, thank you. It's just awful, and you know, we have all this all the time about let's not use cars, let's promote use of public transport, and yet it's been made impossible. It's infuriating. It really is. Is that Bantolo? Is that it on town council?
No, I've got a few things.
Go for it, Council.
It was really because I stood in for Council County yesterday. The next allotment show, they're not having one this year,
it's
going to be 2023. Yeah, and the next allotment meeting is on the 23rd of the 5th at 7 p.m. And I've done the bees bit. Update on the bus, I've done that. The town sign.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh.
When's the next allotment meeting? 23rd of May. Okay. 7 o'clock in the trading shed, and it's blowing cold. Yep. I've done the update. The town sign is... Of course, I think I sent it to Joe by asking somebody to help.
Olive
has sent some forms that has got to be filled in. Now, Olive is from Essex County Council.
She's
and as soon as I saw her name come on my email, I went, oh God, another year before I get
To be fair, when I had to liaise with her over the banner, she was quite helpful.
So you're going to do our liaison.
Let's get all it done and then we'll crack on with that.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I did actually print them off and they're not too bad, so I may have a go if I've got time.
Every time you think we've nearly done something, another hurdle
that
you're up
for. I can't get over. I'm not asking for gated. I'm not asking for anything different. It's just sand.
Yes, I know.
I'm not going to put them 6 foot up. So there's that one.
Okay.
And one more.
One more.
And I know I might upset people for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Right. I think it's really important, and I'm going to read the standing order out.
Standing orders.
Because it's for a reason. But it does get better. Page 24, standing order 26F, says, council business will not be conducted by email. Business will be transacted at full council in accordance with adopted standing orders. It is, however, accepted that members of working groups will correspond amongst themselves via email. The chairman and the town clerk will be included in all such correspondence.
Very helpful, thank you.
So you've all got copies of your standing orders. They're there to help.
If it's for information, we can't send information out to other councils.
It says business. So any business.
Right, okay.
So, what the point is that you don't want to get 20 or 30 emails, because if you're in your working group, when we do it in May, you'll all be in your working groups or whatever, or representatives, and you'll get ready to do it rather than have to email everybody everything. Email should only be done if it's urgent. And that's the standing orders, that's what's always agreed, and that's what you do, isn't it, town clerk?
Yeah. That is really clear, but what if you're, as a working group, you're struggling and you need the wider input of the council? the whole council. Surely you can say.
Well, no. Why would you need the whole council? You would go to the clerk, really.
If
not, but not all.
Yes, ten clerks.
So, if a working group is struggling or a particular councillor needs some more information or assistance, if you email into the town clerk, then they can generate that email. So it's double handed, really. The clerk can be kept in the loop, but also can collate the answers and bring it back to you in one email.
Minimises traffic, in other words.
Can I just ask
it's
a question?
It's not meant to be difficult.
Yes,
it's meant to be.
I circulated my report of the South Woodham Ferries meeting via the clerk.
Yes, you did.
Is that acceptable, or should
that's
it not
be? That's how it should be
that's
done.
How it should be.
Right,
exactly.
Okay,
that's
fine. But that is using email to disseminate.
No, because it's going to the clerk.
Right.
It's
come,
yeah.
So although it's come from you,
right.
You've put it in the news, I've seen
fine.
It, and it's gone through.
Yeah. Councillor Carter and Councillor
Carter. No disrespect to anybody in the room, it's not meant as a in that way. But it's just sometimes things aren't getting, because of the conditions we are under, things aren't getting disseminated.
I think part of the problem, I'll come to in a second, I think part of the problem is I think it would really help the town clerk to have all your email boxes consolidated into one so you haven't got five different ones.
No. I'll tell you where the problem is. If everybody sends it to Joanna at Burnham Town Council, that's the one that I check,
yeah.
And that's the one that I go through. Mm-hmm. But where the problem lies is when it comes into the office, and then it gets sent from the office to me.
Right.
Because if it comes into the office, Julie will decide what she wants to do with it, and sometimes I don't see them.
Because that's because you're on office as well, but you're,
yeah,
I think we need to have a separate conversation about facilitating it all to come to one email box via the computer centre, and you and I can do that. And I think that will resolve what is going on.
Yeah, I've had this conversation with Wendy today, mm-hmm. that sometimes things are being printed and sent to me on email. Well, if it's already being printed and sent over to me, why am I wasting public money's time? By looking and checking emails that I'm already getting.
So I think that consolidation of the email boxes will go an enormous way to helping out with this situation.
Well, that's a bit, I copy the office and Joanna.
Yeah.
But then Joanna, then you'll get it, won't you?
And yeah, to be quite honest, Bob, when you send it, you will say, Town Clerk, please can you recirculate?
Hmm.
So if the instructions are very clear, then, but sometimes when it's sent to
right.
both of us, one might pick it up and do something and the other one might not.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's close.
I might have been a bit thick. So,
we shouldn't worry. The best of us are, Kirsten.
Are we allowed to discuss what we're doing in the working groups? You are.
Yeah.
It's just any decisions,
yeah.
obviously, have
so,
to come to council.
Yeah,
the
working
back.
Group.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The
no,
working
that's
group back to the, the council, so it
yeah.
makes it easier for the other members to say, well, this is our recommendation, members.
Yeah.
Now it's over to you to decide.
Cool, that makes sense.
It's just some of us don't want to read what is going on in other people's working groups until it comes to council or goes by. You get too many people then sticking, and it causes great big email traffic, and we've got all different views,
yeah.
and it creates, when you're your working group, go to the report comes out, ideally when the agenda goes out and everything goes out at the same time, and it's done. But if you need to contact any councillor individually, contact that councillor individually.
Cool.
But not to include the rest of nine of us.
Yeah, I mean, you do sometimes. You message me, you message me as well, and we have conversations about things.
Yeah, that's
so.
Cool.
Brilliant. Thank you. Are we moving on now to that? Oh, we've closed this down.
You've done your
bit,
and I've got that thing.
That's
your
car
park, Providence, you didn't have.
That's a separate issue later on.
That's item 15.
That's
the council
transfers, is it?
The council transfers, item 12. So I know we had a finance sheet sent out today, don't we?
Yes, we're going to recall that.
We're going to recall that, okay.
That and spoken to Councillor Stamp earlier today, and we're looking to finalise the Realtors and get everything. We're going to have to, we're going to have to come into the office and we're going to set a date. But we're looking, our end date is going to be the 10th of May. But we'd like to propose that we call a meeting so that we can sign it off and get it over to the accountant, and then also agree the finances as well at that meeting.
I'll second that proposal.
But we want a full council meeting, yeah. And we want you all to have access,
yeah,
to read and see,
yeah,
all the transactions. Or if you don't want paper copies, then you can have it. They can have it.
Have it,
yeah,
you can have it all sent by email, but we will have two hard copies.
So we're needing additional
meeting that,
which,
yeah,
is I know we're going to be meeting heavy over the next month or so, members, but we need to do it.
Suggested when it's the next planning meeting.
Yeah, so the next planning meeting is on the 3rd of May,
okay,
which is next week, which
too soon.
Is a bit too soon. So we was wondering if we could move the planning meeting to the 10th and do both on that evening.
So instead of having
that Tuesday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Yeah, as long as that doesn't,
yeah,
put any of our planning things out of them.
It's just you can't make it. You can see the figures though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so 10th of May, planning, and is it an emergency? So is it one that I need to sign,
yeah,
the agenda of, right? We can work on that charge.
All it is to discuss the end of year accounts.
Mm. And then it'll be we'll contact the auditors as soon as the auditors looked at it. And then we'll get the year rolled, and then we can start completely fresh, hopefully.
Brilliant, thank you. So, do we need to propose and second? And
yes, please. We're going to.
I would propose that.
We're going to defer the.
Hang on, can we just get that agreed first? So,
yeah,
members, can we all agree that by saying?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. So that is resolved, Councillor Stan.
And we're going to. We want to put a proposal to defer the finance. Sheet that came out today because we've got the queries on it. But what we'd like to ask, Town Clerk and I, we should have received Rotherham District Council's rate requests.
And I haven't seen that.
Well, if I don't know if you get a chance, could you ask to see if it has come in the office? Because they will be chasing,
yeah,
and they normally go out in April. We pay them all in full,
yeah,
in the first month of the year.
Right.
If that's
so
okay.
Yes.
Oh, right.
And if that's okay, can we have authority that Joanna will process it and we will put it on the finance sheet, but it will come as paid because she'll ask for authorisation and I'll authorise it.
Yeah.
If that's,
yeah,
okay. Just those items.
Councillor Cowan.
I noticed my mileage is down. I submitted a previous expenses claim which had one item disallowed, but that's not been paid.
So this was, so your mileage claim.
Mileage is the,
yeah,
mileage claim.
The reason that's highlighted, Bob, is because I needed to find the cost centre for it. So,
well,
not
complaining,
yeah,
but that's actually in the system.
Yeah.
But I submitted a previous expenses claim,
yeah,
which was for more than one item, but one of those items was disallowed. Which,
right,
is
so
fair
that
enough.
Was, yes,
but
so that,
it seems
I had created that on.
Have you got
Unity Bank? So I need to delete that
and put
the
new one in,
the other one in.
Right.
Sorry, that was a miscommunication because I didn't know that.
Right.
It was one was disallowed. I thought it had all been disallowed.
Okay, so probably not confident being specific here. Yeah. Apologies, Councillor Cowan, for the inconvenience that may have caused.
Like you do with the money.
Yes, I feel inferior there. Right. So we are agreed then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
And then is that a new year, Madam Mayor?
Yes, indeed we can. So that brings us on to item 13, grants and donations. Well, we're not having any requests.
We have one. No.
We haven't.
No.
Because we took the next one separately because it wasn't really the one. Yes, Councillor.
Councillor Catherine Wilson messaged me earlier. She messaged me and said that the park run has now opened a bank account and could they put their request in. I replied, well, can they put it in now formally, if it's all right with the council, and actually go through the proper policy?
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so if that's okay, I'll message you back with that. Because
yeah,
everybody needs to do this now.
Yeah, we have a system.
Brilliant.
Lovely. So that brings us on to item 14, Malton and Burnley Citizens Advice Service. Now, you will have all had the accompanying letter.
I haven't got a letter.
No.
I haven't seen the letter.
I didn't mean that, I meant paperwork.
So. Oh, right, okay.
Which is their, which is the evidence of the number of people they've reached and some of the more detailed information. It's up, Kelvin, it's up on the thing. So, yeah, modern.
Gosh.
And do you know what?
I've got a bit of paper with the actual number. Have you got it?
Yes, it was, fair enough. Because unfortunately, I'm not that one, the actual list of the bank. Okay.
They do pay for where they are.
Oh yeah, no, we what's that? We give them a grant every year.
Yes, I know that. I was in there chatting with them because I'm going to get it. I just want to make sure that people know that they pay.
Oh yeah,
church.
Okay, so
right. If you can, please.
Okay, dear Councillor Bell, I'm writing to request support from Burnham Town Council towards the provision of our advice services within Burnham. As you know, in addition to allowing us to use first the council offices and then Station House for our weekly advice surgeries, the council has for many years given a grant of £1,000. The last payments remain in August 2020, £1,000 in respect of the year 2019-2020, and £1,000 in respect of 2020 and 2021.
So we forgot to pay them
all. No, they have to do it every year.
So since the closure of the Station House, we have moved successfully to the Baptist Church Hall. This has incurred additional costs of advertising, new location, and more importantly, an ongoing modest rental of £130 per month. Together with salary rises for our staff advisor, who is supported each week by a second volunteer advisor, this means that over time our costs have risen considerably. I'd be very, very grateful if Burnham Town Council would consider making a larger grant payment for the year 2022-23, as well as making a payment for 21-22. This would go towards helping to ensure that we are able to continue offering face-to-face advice and support to local residents.
Thank you. Members? Councillor Coles, then Councillor Donnelly.
I know it's a bit further down about reopening the chamber. Obviously, we could, if we decide to reopen the chamber, sure they could come back here, FOC.
It wasn't suitable, and that was the reason why they moved to the Station House. That it doesn't, the layout doesn't meet their needs because there's no privacy.
Oh, I thought it was because of COVID.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
They need
two meeting rooms.
Yeah.
So it was that.
Especially with the sort of crisis of sort of cost of everything going up, we really need to look at supporting them. A lot of what they do is helping people who are struggling financially. And if you have something going wrong right now and you need to go to a food bank, you need to first go to your citizens' advice. And finding £5.70 to get a return bus ticket to go to Malden to get a food voucher when you can't put money on your meter and you can't feed your children is impossible. So I think we need to do whatever we can to keep them in town.
Absolutely agree with that 100%. So I propose that we.
They've asked to make a larger grant payment for the year 2022-23. As well as make a payment for 2021.
So,
just a large one. But in 2021, when did they reopen? Would be my question.
Yeah. Are they asking for a retrospective payment?
Yes.
So they want more, they want to top up what they've already spent.
So they made a grant payment for 2020-2021. So they're asking for
£1,000.
£1,000.
So we haven't paid them for the year.
They're asking for the year 2021 to 2022.
Were they operational? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. As far as I know,
I've
yeah.
met
people
there.
Yeah. And they've given us the stats of how many people
they've
helped in Burnham
and what. But then surely that would have been last year's budget, so it would be fair to pay retrospective.
Did we give them nothing last year?
No, they didn't apply for anything.
You can't really.
Do we know that, or was it missed by?
No, it was said.
I think we can pay them going forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we can't pay them going back for something they think they should have thought.
Reading this email, since the closure of Station House, so the Station House was closed at the beginning of COVID, wasn't it?
When did they start back in the Baptist Church? Do you know?
No, I don't, but I can find out. there.
I think, yeah, I think we need to revisit this.
They have been there for a while. They weren't open in town, but only because they couldn't get a building. Because I sent people who came to me, sort of, because I tend to be quite good with benefits, I sent people through to Southminster to see them, because that was sort of cheaper and closer than sending them to Malden. So when they weren't actually open in town, they were still helping the people of the town.
Okay.
They
didn't help
the
people.
And they were
still offering
a service,
a telephone
service.
Yeah.
They've
offered that through
the pandemic. Sorry, I think it's a bit mean to not...
Yeah, and the impact is April 2021 to March 22. So they have been active
since during that
period. But they are here at the moment. I don't mind paying them going forward, but paying them something retrospectively does seem a bit...
But if they didn't
I just feel maybe they weren't aware that we was, because you know, we were functioning, giving out those things. So, and they've still been running the service. So I think we should.
I actually think we should. In fact, I'm going to propose that we agree the £1,000,
21, 22.
We need a figure from them, don't we? They haven't given us a figure.
You can't just turn around and increase something when you didn't allow for it in your budget thing.
Well, that's why I need to know more from them. So that bit I think we have to defer, but I am going to propose that we do pay for 21-22. And my reason for that is because of the excellent service they provide.
They do.
The dire straits that we've been in, and it's going to get worse. So do I have a seconder?
I second it.
Yeah, members, we're going to take a vote on that. Who agrees that we should pay the retrospective? And who doesn't agree?
I'm not sure we
That's
should.
Three.
I don't mind paying going forward.
And any abstentions?
I think it needs a bit more information. I'm not good for retrospective. I think we could have everybody then coming back and saying to us, can we claim for this for when you were closed downtown?
We could, but this is something we have habitually given over a period of years.
It is
exceptional time. I just think it feels incredibly mean-spirited not to do it. So how many is that in favour and how many is it against? Please turn to
four in favour.
Three against. So that's carried and we do. Let's defer it then, shall we? I think we've been petty and mean-minded.
I think the same. They are where they are at the moment. It's not as if they've gone out of business because we didn't pay them £1,000. I think the point is, if we can pay them going forward, then I think we should increase it, certainly. But paying something retrospectively... that just feels odd to me.
My knowledge of them, they rely on every penny to provide a service for Burnham people, whether they see them in Burnham, Southminster, Morden, they're still there.
Unless there are a specific reason in our finance policy that we cannot do it, then the vote is that we do it.
I don't know if there's a specific one.
So, pending anything specifically preventing us from doing that in finance policy, we do it.
So we're treating it as an application for a retrospective payment.
How do they normally do it? Do it, or do we go out to them? I mean, how do they normally do it?
Because we don't hear them.
No, I mean, obviously, looking at this historically, it's sort of £1,000.
Yeah, but
had they come to us?
I don't think they do that, do they? Because it's far more than we would normally do in the grants and donations. I think perhaps I need to speak to the previous town clerk.
Well, we didn't have a grant and donation policy previously. We can't make it, honestly. I'm just really bothered with making one rule for one and one rule for others, and I think we just need to be careful. I agree we'll pay that this year's, but just can we just check if we're okay to go retrospective?
And I think we should agree to pay more this year.
Until we know we've got to pay. You haven't allowed for it in your budget.
I just felt there's a difference between giving a few hundred pounds to a sports club or a gymnastics or a brownie. It's to making sure that people can actually eat and keep the lights on. If everything went wrong tomorrow with my benefits and I rang them and I could borrow the money to get to Malden, they would pay me my £5.70 bus fare back.
Yeah.
They would give me a voucher for my electric. They would give me a voucher for food. They would give me, you know, access to the clothing banks if I needed a coat or shoes for my children. They really are a vital service. I could argue that at council level, not particularly our council level, but at council levels, more should be done, but it isn't, and citizens' advice are picking up the slack.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels mean. I'm fully, if a brownie pack missed out on £200 last year and wants something to do a treat, that is completely different.
Yes.
This is children going cold and hungry. And
elderly people, it's people being made homeless. That's a point, actually. That is a very good, very good suggestion, Town Clerk. So I'm going to make a new suggestion.
Well, have you withdrawn your other one?
It's getting late.
It is getting late. It is getting late.
Bring your way around it.
Yeah, I think
there is a way. The new suggestion would be to actually increase further the amount that we give them for the forthcoming year.
Just do a one-off payment.
Just do a one-off payment, a lot
more.
But make it very clear.
That
is more acceptable. It's at least sensible paying going forward.
Yes, that makes sense. Thank you very much, Town Clerk. Right, in order to move us forward, we will defer that. Bring it back to the next meeting when I've got a figure.
Just withdraw your previous motion.
I withdraw my previous motion and I put a new motion on the table.
Who seconded your withdrawal?
Thank you, Councillor Donnelly has seconded my withdrawal. Are we agreeing to my withdrawal?
Yes.
But what I would suggest is that we send a letter making it very clear that this is
exceptional circumstances.
Yes. Because we couldn't, you know, it's to cover the period. But going forward, they cannot rely on that.
The same amount every year.
Every year, and
remind them of their priority to come approach us.
Exactly.
All members need to be mindful, though, that £2,000, if that's what you're going to. Are you asking for Councillor Bell? Are you actually asking for £2,000?
More.
You've got a grants and donation policy here, members.
My understanding, and I clearly misunderstood, but my understanding was that only related to the £1,000 we get for grants and donations. I didn't think it counted for specific large things like this. You know the £2,000 a year we have in grants and donations? That's what I thought that was to do with that policy. I had no idea that
this was. We've got £3,100 in this year's allocation for grants and donations.
Well, the year that we're currently in, or the next year?
This new year.
We're in now. We're in the new financial year.
Sorry, we're not realtors, Councillor Stan, are we? We're not realtors, but we are new realtors. So that's why I'm saying, no, this is treated separately, is it not? I don't know. But that use, then you, £3,000, that's our entire year's gone.
Exactly, 3,100, so
2,500 doesn't mix it up, does it?
2,000.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
go 2,500
or
against, sorry. 2,000, yes.
We actually can't afford anymore, really, if we're going
to. And why don't you then just do an amendment saying if there's anything left at the end of the year, in March, you can give the rest of what's left in the grants and donation to the citizens' advice?
Are we allowed to do that?
Of course you can. That's an amendment to a proposal.
You
can
remember that.
No,
can you write it?
If you're interested in it, you're
that's a very good. That is a very good point. Again, Town Clerk's on fire tonight.
What
should I say? Anything left in the mayor's fund?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah,
you can do it now.
I can do that now. How much have I got in my fund?
I don't know. You should keep a check.
I haven't spent that. I've just spent £200. There was the civic things are in a separate thing, aren't they?
So I've only spent
£250 so far out of my mayor's fund. So
you wish to donate the remainder of
the remainder of my mayor's fund to the citizens' advice.
So you're proposing, but that doesn't involve voting.
So we will propose as a council to give them £2,000
as a
one-off payment, which is not to establish a precedent in future.
Exactly.
So they get £2,000
so
plus what is
left. Yeah, I'm proposing that. Someone's seconding that.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I think we're agreed. I think we've got there, members. Thank you so much for that. And Temple, thank you.
Yeah, well done, Jim.
Yeah. Lovely.
That's it.
Okay, let's talk car parks.
And my two fingers either. Come off the teddy so I can get on it.
You want to get on it?
Or,
yeah. Do you want me to connect?
Yeah, or you can. I did send you an email, so you might to that.
Oh,
just
right,
but we're having a brief technical pause, and I'll take this couple of breaks.
On the inside.
It's
just cold.
I'm going to pause the recording.
Right, so problems car park. I've done a bit of a presentation, just trying to keep in the loop of what's going on. So, obviously, it's a refurbishment project.
Just take the slideshow button, Councillor Willis.
Oh, come on, you're doing well.
Yeah, you're right, I'll do that. Hang on.
No,
I'm going
to wait 5 minutes to
know
how to do it.
Because you won't get all the animations otherwise, Councillor Stone. And I know he's got into this.
So, yeah, so you've got the refurbishment project. So, basically, to resurface the car park, remark the parking bays, new additional signage, new resident weeding in collection point, and repair and paint perimeter fence.
Really, just did that.
So, there's bits of that fence that are.
Oh my god.
Right. This is what they call a mind map, which is more for my benefit than anything else, really. It's just basically, obviously, in the middle you've got the problems, car park as a project title, and then around it you've got various bits and pieces, so like health and safety, functionality, aesthetics, maintenance, costs, environment, operational conditions, and quality standards. And then off of each one of those, you put in your bits and pieces. So, like for example, health and safety side of it's poor surface, lack of signage, poor road markings and space markings. The functionality is to provide an accessible free parking, disabled parking and safety for pedestrians. Aesthetics is to keep it in keeping with the immediate conservation area. Because I don't know, does that actually come into the conservation area there? It does. Right. Maintenance, so going forward, something that's low cost and can be maintained by a handy person. The cost will be met by Burnham Town Council. The environment, to have a surface that will withstand all airway conditions of hot and cold. So basically, saying that when it gets a bit warm, let them drive onto it and stick to it. In the winter, it's not going to become really slippery and horrible. The operational conditions, so it's obviously it's operational 24/7, 365 days of the year. And the quality standards is to be a high standard meeting guidelines from the British Parking Association. Then I've gone to do a Gantt chart, which basically, again, it's for me, it's a record of where we are, what's been done, where we need to be, so it keeps to within a time frame. The health and safety report that we got done by Melbourne District Council, thankfully, so all I've done is transferred it onto these slides, really. Mm-hmm. The first job, and it's causing me untold aggro, is to try and get rid of these recycling bins, because as you can see, they're just being it's just lit up, it's causing problems. So, last week, I emailed Carol Rudd again. I didn't, it was a week before I emailed Carol Rudd. She was on holiday. She then read the email at 8:08 and 22 seconds, and I'm still waiting for a reply.
What date? I think so Julie's got a contact for a man who, the recycling bin man.
Are they actually owned by Melbourne District Council?
No, there is a particular guy, I forget his name, but Julie's got a phone number for him.
We actually did
mind you, were saying that, he said to me he'd move them and he didn't. So.
On the recycling bins themselves, there should be a telephone number of who looks after them.
There is.
Mm-hmm. And then you can contact them direct, and if we don't want them, you can ask them to be removed.
But we've already started this with Malden Council.
No, because you emailed, it's probably you in the email.
Yeah,
so
you were there.
When did you want that?
She wanted to know when they were coming back and
when do you want to remove by it? The answer was, well, as soon as possible, because as soon as you can move them, we can get on with stuff.
I wonder if it might be an idea to contact Joe Stevens.
I think you should resend the email, CC me in on it.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
Did we agree to get rid of them completely and then
yes.
come back?
Yeah, yeah. We agreed to get rid of them completely. We spoke to the guy because there was there's also a Salvation Army bin at the one opposite the
Millfields
one.
We've got two clothing ones. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and the guy said. We asked if he could move all of them. He said he couldn't move them because he couldn't move the Salvation Army one. But he was supposed to be able to move the two in there because, you know, they duplicated.
He told me he'd do it about 2 years ago and he did it, so I don't know. Council don't
I'm just wondering if the problems, because they are so well used, they're always full of getting empty. That clothing one, I try to use myself. I saw hit and miss. I can often not get things in and end up driving through to the hospice with my friend Carol up at the one behind Morrison's in Malden, just trying to find territory.
There are two in Millfields too.
They're always full. The clothing one fills up as quick as it empties, and that's how the one in the Providence car park, it's always got loads of clothing dumped around it. I'm surprised with all the recycling going on how busy those ones in the car park are. And it's not necessarily people coming in with, you know, loads of it. It's just a constant supply. And I even see a couple of the neighbours down my street who will just pop out with one jar at a time. And if
it doesn't happen, then I was up at the club last weekend and you had May and Marina with their nice big estate car emptying all their dirty bottles, beer bottles, and God knows what else into the bottle bank instead of paying. So at the end of the day, it's commercial, it should be being collected and paid for.
Councillor Coles.
Obviously, once they've been removed, what does that open up?
Glad you asked that.
Glad you asked that, brothers.
Do something marketing at a premium.
Right.
If it means
well,
too much space.
Right.
That's why we're going to be moved.
That's
right.
Why.
So, the pre-bed, once you can get rid of the bins, is obviously, you can see in the back there, it's all full of weeds and it's full of rubbish. I don't know whether.
Perhaps we should just return to Councillor
Brilliant's
presentation.
Right. So once we've done that, we're looking at the new signs, 600 by 453 millimetre thick aluminium substrate, which is the recommended side of the belt that we had. So you've got the in and out, you've got the no exit and no entry.
Can I just ask those signs back to back?
Mm-hmm.
So one that says in, on the back of it, it's got the no exit sign.
No, it will have, yeah, but they're individual signs. So
but they're back to back.
Yeah, that would be the idea.
And the no exit entry sign, shouldn't they be in red?
No.
Rather than blue, because I thought blue means go.
Not in car parks.
No,
it's
no
entry.
That's the no entry, it'd be the round circle with the white.
Yeah, that was positive on red, that's
what. No, that's on.
Go into some car parks, see what you find.
So obviously you've got like your one way sign for when you're coming out so people don't go down the road the wrong way. Disabled parking signs.
Nice.
And then a choice of some car park signs which will need to have terms and conditions put on it, i.e. basically part of their running this. We don't take any responsibility. And
I like
that
blue one.
And that is fine.
Do you know, I like the blue one, but is it going to be hard to read compared to the white?
Yeah. It is, unfortunately.
I like
but I really like the blue one.
I will say, though, the white might be left open to graffiti.
This is
right.
Going to show the blue
and
black
if they wanted to.
Yeah, I should put black, white, and blue.
The white might look grubby as the town card.
It will, but then we're going to have a handy person, they will keep them clean.
I like the blue one. Do we have to make a decision about
that?
I'm mindful of the time, it's quarter past nine.
So then you've basically got the sign costings, which comes to
£1,449.50.
Is it
important,
Councillor
Page?
No,
I was
going to
say
agreed.
That's not including the postcard and all the fittings, they are an additional cost. Which I thought
that's still not too bad though, I'm quite pleased with that.
I've sort of thrown together a bit of a quotation thing, and the terms of well, hopefully get with Councillor Stanton
Town
Park to be able to write a spec to send out to get three. I think we can do it under the three quote rule, having looked at the financial regulations.
Yeah.
So that'll be, this would basically be what goes out to selected or to contractors to try and get them to come back. So that's that.
Fine.
And then, just to give you some more questions. Basically, just an introduction. What I'll do is when I've got a little bit more to add to this, when it's a completely finished product, I'll send it back to you so you can have a read before decision time. But the key headline factors at the car park is as good on-site access and is operation 7 days a week for the work to take place. Deliveries can be made direct to site, but will be responsibility of the contractor to allow for this to secure one-stop drop location can be arranged with the Burton Town Council office if required. It then goes on about saying that they can put up house fencing to make a safe compound for their machinery, their plant.
We did that last time.
Yeah.
It's all closed
off. It then goes on about RAMS, which is the risk assessment and method statement, so it's all is now. This is the best bit, or not the best bit, busy bit. This is basically outlining the car park. That is the area. It's a big area. When you actually start looking at square meterage, it comes in at 1,000. That's the way I measured it. It actually comes in, something like here, I've got it's 1,030 square metres.
Is that the best use of space we could get? Because we did walk round it, didn't we?
That's just the perimeter. That's not talking about how many spaces, count spaces or anything, because that we need.
Is there a programme, a computer programme, so that you could put this thing in and see if it could work out the best layout? Anyone?
I haven't come across it, but I will continue to.
If anybody knows, it's an idea, isn't it?
It is. Basically, the red squares are where the recycling bins are now. If we can reuse those bins, where you've got the one on the right, there is the potential possibly to make at least one further car parking space and even maybe a couple of motorbike spaces.
What about push bikes?
I haven't actually thought of a push bike, but that's something that we could look at.
I think the problem with push bikes is that you tend to want your push bike close to you.
Yeah.
You can park the car and walk away from it, but you don't tend to sort of leave your push bike in a car park overnight and walk
away. They do get stolen.
But what about tourism? If
I came into town as a tourist on my bike and I didn't want to take it with me for the day, I could leave it at the station because there is sort of the bike rack.
Yeah.
But I've just got all three of my kids' bikes and a bike lock, and every shop I send them to with a list, there's somewhere close by they can secure it for a minute. You don't want to leave your bike for longer than popping in the shop or the public toilet when you're out with your bike, so I don't think we'd really necessarily. The space would be better given to the motorbikes and the cars up over
there. There are plenty of spaces where people can.
Can I ask?
What about the horse and car?
As long as they clear up after the horses.
This is a thing.
No, it really is. There was a guy, I don't know where he visits a lot, and I watch him because I'd love to say hello and pet his horse. But that tree just at the top of it, near the flats, he parks, he ties his horse to the tree and goes somewhere. There's just a horse and a trap, and it's there for a few hours, and then he collects it, and I've never seen him come or go.
I think isn't it the guy
that's doing the horse? I'm sure it's the guy I see going up and down.
No, you have to look at the terms and conditions inside my horses.
Anyway, we need to move on.
We're looking for managing contractor, one bloke that will take the whole lot on, subcontractors, signage and that sort of thing. Otherwise, the problem is you get the sort of one bloke saying, I would have done it, but the signs haven't turned up. So we're looking for managing contractor.
It's even, you've either got to have someone from the property manage it from outside, or you've got to try and get the contractor in and do the whole lot. Yeah.
I'm not incapable of doing that.
Yeah. But I'm looking, I mean, obviously, I've tried, it's some idea of prices, so that when quotes come in and they turn around and say, well, actually, we like, we've got £4,000 for signage, I can turn around and say,
nah.
Nah.
Well, you do your own signage, they just do the main work,
don't you? Yeah, but you can do your own signage and still have a managing contractor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then square on the left, he says, you go into the car park at the moment, it's got the orange. Recycling bin there, it sits on a big grass patch.
Yeah.
The thought there, after the instruction, DRSA, get rid of the grass patch, and that they actually become enough space there and make another disabled parking space.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have one there, and then one down the other end where there is already one there, very faintly.
I don't think that patch of grass has any benefit to nature or its wildlife on it.
There's
dogs.
I think there's another five small triangles of grass that come down that size.
So there's a lot of assessment to be done, really, to maximise the spaces.
You won't actually gain anything by taking them out, don't think, because you've got to park at the angle. If you park straight, you haven't got enough room to get to manoeuvre. So you've got to be parking on the angle. So actually taking the little grass triangles out doesn't necessarily, we don't gain anything from it.
That's
the people parking like clowns.
Yeah.
But we want to stop people parking like clowns.
Is to actually dig the grass bit out, actually put some plants in there, and then drill holes through from the car park down underneath the curving stones into it, so it sort of acts as drainage as well. Because the car park's
for Cancer Carter to look after.
The car park actually naturally flows towards the road, so you're going to get water runoff that way. So that's the horrible orange one that I want to get rid of and turn that into a car parking space.
Yes, yeah.
That's even brilliant.
Superb work. Yeah. Then, what was it? That bit that's in. You should see there, it can't be said, that post at the end there is actually rotten right down at the ground.
You can see it actually.
So, I would suggest if you actually take that bit of fencing right out, because I don't really know.
We've got parking space there.
Don't really know what the point of it is, so get that out.
Get
that,
yeah,
so
it's safe
for this ground, and then. Just done, really.
Just a new recommended size of parking spaces.
Just picking up on what Councillor Donnelly said, if the bins were overflowing quite frequently, would you be able to notify Julie? Because then we've got it buried to clear that, couldn't we?
If it's got a contracted company.
But they
come and do it. And don't forget, you have a curb modes collection of clothes. If you want to do it, you've got bags that are sent to you in Malden District Council, blue bags, and you put them out. It's not as if you've not going to have that facility anymore.
Yeah.
And Malden have been made aware that they have got to make an alternative place for it. We don't get the revenue for that.
We don't get the revenue for that. And the blue bags, we can actually just go to the land with the pink and green sacks.
Let's go back, because I'm very mindful we have 5 minutes left and about half the agenda to cover.
So. Because again, the red square is at the moment is where the residents leave their weeding bins, which has been causing some issues.
Yes,
so my idea was is to actually move them to where the green square is, and that is where you will have the second car park. You'll see there with the two squares. So the green one will be where the weeding bin goes, and then the yellow one will be where the car park sign goes with terms and conditions on it. So that will sort of just tidies it up, they'll have to go on posts. I was going to put another sign there, because if you try and put it where the trees, I don't actually know there's enough space without damaging the trees, so we'll have to sort of place it there. And that was the design.
I do like that.
Maybe I could crest underneath the town council bit.
I need to try and figure out a way. I'm not very good at technical stuff like this, so I have to rely on the kids.
50 quid a day you need to be put in the middle of that.
Yeah. As you say, it's just not great quality at the moment, so lots of...
Absolutely superb bit of work.
The little green triangles, I think you'd be better off taking the glass out and putting
Nice plants.
Some grass, yeah. And shrubby type stuff.
Well, that's why I wondered if you could park like that. Wondered if you'd get more parking like that.
I think
also
people
take up two spaces and stuff like that.
Yeah. Spikes. Based on the allocated budget that we have agreed already of 25,000, it actually means that we've got £24.26 per square metre to get
that's
it done.
A bit light, isn't it?
I think we're going to struggle.
But that's
boils down, so
make it from the mayor's an hour. Just spend it all.
Really good bit of work
there. I have, just very quickly finish off, there's sort of basically a bit of job spec, which is to remove the grass area to the immediate right of the entrance to the Providence Road, remove the rotten wooden fence as indicated on photo and ground to be made good for resurfacing, to repair the areas that need to be repaired, to be agreed obviously, and any waste to be removed by contractor, supply and lay a suitable tarmac for the entire car park, remarking the parking bays, pedestrian area and road wording, so basically writing, having exit and entrance written onto the road as well, we'll cover all the bases on that one. And the contractor to be fully compliant with current health and safety legislation and guidance to be followed. Penalty clauses to be applied for delay in start or finish the job after the failure to comply with any health and safety. Somebody say to me, that's what I said, about trying to get an accredited, like you have a gas safe plumber, an accredited contractor. I don't know what the accreditation is. I've searched the internet. Tarmac do one, but it's just got one of tarmac. It's not a governing body.
There are some local companies that are sort of high
rating. I was going to say, Barwells, because they do a lot of drop curbs for people with accounts and things, and I've seen them resurfacing places. Big company.
Basically where we are, so...
Can I ask, is there now a recommended size of car park spaces? Because they've got wider, I think, over the past...
I need to get the latest on this. I've looked and see if it's been revised. There's definitely one for disabled parking, but I don't know about normal parking spaces, and the disabled ones are quite... It's a bit like it's on a road, then you have to leave X amount of space behind and so much space to the side and so on and so forth. So that's each one.
With the companies that you approach,
you'd like to think so. You'd like to think so.
Councillor Rawlinson to finish before I say to members, we need a resolution to continue the meeting.
I second.
Can we agree that? Thank you. Absolutely brilliant, Councillor Rawlinson. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, well done.
So much work on that. Okay, moving swiftly on. Jubilee, where are we at, Jubilee?
Right, so Jubilee, at the moment we have ice cream van booked, we have an arena with a band, some music and some displays from the local groups. Catherine's liaison with the local groups to do the demonstrations and things. Also the dog show. We're currently waiting to hear back for first aid, so obviously a lot of the companies are booked. Face painter, we need to agree a price, please. I think for 4 hours was £160 to £180, obviously depending on who we go.
That includes materials, presumably.
Yeah, that's all in, so that's free for whoever wants a face painter. So I need an agreement on that, please.
I propose it. Second.
So we go for the higher price for 180, just
we've
to
got
cover.
Maximum budget.
Yeah. Okay. I'll say that's agreed. Thank you. Another one was, it's a bit tricky because Catherine's not here, but basically she was going to run a kids' crafts table.
Right, yeah.
To get them at the table doing things. She was going to bring... I don't think it's in the emails. Basically, there was crown kits that could be ordered and used. I haven't got the costings for those, but wanted to know whether she could have a £100 budget for kids' craft bits to keep them entertained.
Oh, yeah, I'll send that.
And went to the town council, I think, agree, whether the town council would also buy two more gazebos, if possible. Because Catherine's got access to tables at Scout Hut that we can use, but obviously British weather and all that.
We have two gazebos.
Well, I was under the impression we had one.
We've got
two.
A new one,
haven't
we? We've got two.
I've got two at the same time.
Two funded by grant.
How
good
are they?
3 metres by 3 metres.
Oh, so
normal. We've got
sufficient gazebos, you think?
Two.
We were going to have a town council gazebo where Marianne and Paula.
Oh, well, they can stand in the rain.
It was basically going to be our child safety point.
Yeah.
And obviously,
lost children.
Town council information, health and wellbeing, and obviously I was going to ask for a budget of £20 for a couple of crates of water.
That was insane beer. No. I was thinking that. I should think that's reasonable.
I should have brought this up earlier, I'm at finance. Everything that's been proposed, not a problem purchasing. But what I've noticed through inputting on a lot of the accounts, what's happening is councillors are going up and buying things, and it's the invoices are not coming back in Birmingham Town Council and our address, so then we can't claim the VAT element. I've noticed probably at least £300 of VAT, missed VAT, you know, so it's up to you whether you can purchase it as long as the invoice comes in from the town council name
and
address. Reimbursed.
They can't purchase it. You've got to purchase it. Well, the
it would be easier if we purchased it.
So basically, the kids' craft bits were going to come from B&M's or something like that.
Okay.
Just because obviously you can get more for your
buck. So that's the petty cash, you see, as long as it's charged to
B&M's, somewhere like that, Tesco's, you're going to go there, but if you're going to be ordering things off the internet or the face painter, we need a receipt.
Well, the face painter will obviously send an invoice after the day to Birmingham Town Council. Obviously, same as the ice cream van. And I was told that, obviously, I didn't attend the meeting, but the price for the 1,000 ice cream cones to be provided. I was told that something was agreed, but I'm not sure.
You did agree something. I've got 1,200 in my head, but again, I can't be relied upon.
At the moment, I said we're 50p and they called it the ice cream.
It's not coronation year, Councillor Stead.
Before that's on, Councillor Coles is looking for that. Can I suggest that we donate a prize for the best crown or the best craft for the kiddies?
Yes.
So you actually, if she's going to all that trouble, she has little medals or little prizes or something to give the kids?
Yeah.
Something jubilee-wise or something? If
she thinks so.
Yeah. So what budget would you like for the prize?
25 quid or something.
In the working group, we'll come up with something that a surprise, but I've set a budget of £25. Thank you very much.
Lovely.
Right. For the 1,000 cones was £1,120.
Less than I thought. Marvellous.
Is that just the cones?
It's got the ice cream in it.
that is for a ice cream with flake or a water lolly for those that can't have it.
See, flake.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Bargain.
That's all done, checked. That actually accesses a different price level as well on the van, so the price is more reasonable. Because obviously they've got to cater for staff.
Yeah.
Next thing, do you want food vendors?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I put it to a vote, please? Who would like food vendors on the field selling food and drink.
Is that a vulnerable point?
Didn't we say that if we were going to let people come in and make money, we'd have to pay for the field?
It turned out to be
not
true.
Please don't go there.
Turned out to be not true.
No, it was true.
It was true.
And they've waived it.
They've waived it.
Right.
So,
I wish they wouldn't change their
mind
so that it makes it hard.
Whether you want food vendors or not, another council has suggested that do we ask the food vendors for a donation that is then given to Burnham Town Council Charity of Choice and Morland District Council's Charity of Choice because they've allowed us to use the field free of charge.
Yes.
Over to you.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
I don't want food vendors, but I agree with the second one.
Yeah,
because I really like a picnic.
Yeah.
The idea is it's a picnic.
Oh,
yeah.
I think, unfortunately,
we're going to have some form of food.
I'm fearing the social media kicking, in all honesty.
I think if we don't, we will.
I think we'll have to.
Reputationally, we're going to have to, I think.
Have you had a word with the bloke from the cabin?
Are
you proposing we do have food vendors?
I'll propose we have food vendors.
All right, I'll second that.
So those in favour?
Okay. Thank you very much. I shall arrange food vendors.
Hang on, we haven't done those against and abstentions yet. We've got two against. Abstentions?
How long have we got against them?
Yes, I know we've got two against, and we've got four with three or four in favour. In favour again, please.
I just thought it was a nice idea.
People don't have to spend money. Those who can't make a picnic like me can buy one.
If you've got an event with children and they're selling something, you have to buy it. This is why I love libraries and museums, because there's no pressure to spend. And I thought we were doing a really nice family day where it was all going to be free and it was all going to be lovely and we wouldn't have that pressure to spend money.
We've got ice cream and a couple of, I don't know, sandwiches or something. We're not talking about 50 hot dog stalls or anything like that.
In the beginning, I would agree with the picnic idea, but I think we need something else on the field because we are going to be really empty.
I'll chip in what we're doing at the church, which is that we're inviting people to bring their own picnic. We're also saying that the coffee house and Peabury's will provide picnics if they're pre-ordered.
But we are also having
people selling food on the day.
You are also, yeah.
Councillor Donnelly's saying, because he's like, I'll get some grief like that, can I have? But there are families that have got a next door neighbour, for example, that can't afford them, we'll just get some over there. Do we want them to come down and support the town, or do we want them to go somewhere else and all of a sudden
be pretty sure? I mean, I won't be preparing a picnic, I'll be coming down and seeing what I can get on the day. So
I won't be there at all.
I think the answer to that is yes, but might it be worth having a conversation with Councillor Cameron about what they're doing at the go on.
The point
I've pulled up. Do you have fear
for us sometimes?
Go on.
I'm not signing any risk assessments. Concerns your first aid.
If you can't get the first aid,
and you need your risk assessment done. Who's doing your risk assessment?
I've spoken with Marianne.
Okay.
And I thought she'd spoken to yourself
the external risk assessment.
Yes.
She's going to get.
Yes.
One of the news.
Yes.
Okay. And so who is going to be your person that is the first person on the field and the last person to leave?
I mean, this is the awkward bit because I have to work.
Well, unless you've got your safe person. That's going to
I will probably be there first thing to the last if you are doing the litter. I would need to know what entails, and I would not be prepared to do that on my own because I think that's a big ask.
I think this is why I need Catherine here, because obviously it's Saturday the 4th of June. But basically,
and also, as your volunteers, I mean, this is speaking from experience from the fireworks event that we've got in Southminster. So, it is a big ask, and usually you'd have one of your officers
that he's the first person or the last person in normal times. Have you got Heidi's jackets with Bellum Town Council on? So to identify who you are, what we tend to have is we have two people that sign off for risk assessment. So say for argument's sake it's me and Vanessa, and the safeguarding person if there's a lost child. We make sure that those people have different coloured vests. So I've got, I think, orange, and my deputy has got orange, and then the rest of the volunteers have the yellow ones. So you're easily signposted if something happens.
What are the times for this? When does it start?
11 till 4.
Because I'm presuming I'm going to be the child safeguarding person, aren't I?
If you're available.
Generally, you need two DBS checks per person. Obviously, fully. You are.
Yeah. And you are.
Whoever's going to be there, you need to make sure that that's on your risk assessment.
That's why we were having the town council gazebo is the...
Yeah. And generally, the safeguard person goes with the first aid. I mean, there's a man that we use that I may be able to see
yes,
if
please.
He can help here. I'll
yes,
email
please.
It tomorrow. And the other thought is, have you asked the community engagement team to come and be your security for the day?
No.
That's a
good can we please do that? Just so they're on site, obviously.
Yeah.
And plus it gives them the chance to actually engage with the community. Rather
usually
than
do it. They've always done it for
well,
a
Well, what you will find
is
when they've got events going on in Morden, they take precedent.
Yeah.
So obviously...
Why? We pay for them too.
We pay for hours from them,
yeah.
So they shouldn't actually. That's, yeah, we pay, don't we?
We've got part of steam fair there that weekend. So
I'll ask the question, but from
thank
experience.
Yeah.
That's
and have cool. They been booked for the beacon lighting? Because we discussed that a lot, haven't we?
Okay. Can you email me the details of
the
beacon
lighting?
I can't remember.
It's on the website actually. Remarkably, it's on the front page of website.
So you're
welcome. Yes, I
imagined
it.
10:30 to 4:30?
Yeah.
And how many would you like?
Two?
Have you not broken down the numbers, are they?
No.
This is the most difficult
such
thing.
Such an unknown quantity, we just really don't know.
Yeah.
Should we go for 4?
No.
That's the whole team,
so,
isn't it?
We won't get 4 because everybody's doing events. Okay.
2.
But you do,
you
definitely.
Right, so the beacon lighting is on Thursday the 2nd of June.
Right,
yeah. And that is, I suppose we want them there from what? Well, because I need to let the fire brigade onto the field. I assume.
Have you had any response from
that? Yeah. John's all booked. He said just ring me again closer to the time.
And again, who is obviously doing the risk assessment for that, and who's going to be your person that's going to be on
the
field?
We should have that on the server because
yeah,
I've done one and we need to just add COVID
and a piper.
And any
has a piper been booked?
Yeah, we'll have that one from the last.
We have the piper.
The only thing I do think we might need to do is just, I don't want to be doom and gloom, but get stuck in traffic, doesn't turn up. We do need an MP3 recording of that piping tune just in case, otherwise, we could be, you know, he's booked, he's coming, but he's coming from
but
the other side of the river.
In some ways, if you, that's that act of God, sort of, we can't really do much.
Yeah,
about
if you've
that.
Got a little MP3.
It's power, though, that's the problem.
No, Bob said it can go into the, he said there's an MP3 facility for.
No, I mean, there's in power for the PA.
Sorry?
Members, can we do
yeah,
we
yeah.
need to move this forward? It's 9:45.
So it's can we come back to me and speak to me?
Yeah.
What else
was it? Food vendors, I won't get any more than a maximum of 3, and obviously I'll keep it classy as much as I can.
No alcohol.
Absolutely. Catherine's liaising with the community groups again. For them to have stalls, but they're not selling anything, they're just advertising what they do and who they are.
Yeah.
Obviously, pending risk assessments, fire extinguishers, blah, blah, blah.
Your food vendors, we will need a copy of their public library.
Yeah.
And their ID certificate.
I'll be.
I'm covering all that.
Yes,
yeah,
no, I've got the MPC guidance for use of public areas and all that. But it's pretty standard with vendors and things. If they're not legal, they ain't coming. Simple as that. I'm pretty sure that's me. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Good work, Councillor Savary.
Sorry. They asked me to get slightly involved in a dog show because I've got a dog.
I was going to say, you may hit me for this later on, but I'm going to propose that you enter the competition for owner who looks most like their dog.
It's a red set.
It's a stunning red set. Do you not agree with
this? It's a perfect dog.
Sorry, Councillor Stanley, carry on.
Thank you. insurance for the dog
show. The dog show.
Mm.
You just need to ring the insurers up. Give me the details and I'll ring the insurers up.
Brilliant.
That can be done easily.
Possibly.
I'll try. Find out a little bit.
Probably on Cat's Cows.
Right. Souvenirs. This is why I'm ringing Catherine.
Although I know Councillor Stamp's done something about that. Yeah.
Yes. So we've had some very...
I didn't print it all off because I thought you'd put it. I don't know what price it is. We've got the ones, members, and I did imprint it in colour because I sent it all to, because I didn't want to interfere. We've got this, it's lovely purple, it's the same thing, and then we've got the Burnham motif on it.
That looks really nice.
It's quite, it's nice, it's thick, and I can't remember the price.
I'm not
was reasonable.
That looks really classy.
I am.
On paper.
And it's in a pouch.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's from the same company who did the ones for the last one.
Right, so.
And I cannot remember the price of that.
With colour infill and a PVC pouch for 1,250 of them are £1.93 each.
That's not too bad, is it?
So, how is this all adding up though?
Yeah.
Can we check on all these £1,000?
How much budget did we have?
Seven.
7,000, which we haven't even touched.
We're
spending
it now.
We're spending it as we speak.
The ice cream was 1,120.
Yeah, okay. We've got it.
You've got 300 with the water, the craft kits and the face painter.
We've still got a load.
And then, and then you've got 2,500 on the
£1.93
times, well, £1,200.
It's
brand new, isn't it? I think
that's
great.
But
I think we can afford it. Yes.
So, can we agree, members? Can we agree that? Because Ian wants the email tomorrow. Can we agree that?
Agreed.
Thank you.
Right, moving on. Are we done now for Jubilee?
Can I just ask a question?
Oh,
yeah,
it's quick.
My name.
Oh no, that was just if the Piper can't make it, gets delayed, can we stick an MP3E?
Oh right.
But there's no power.
But for the lighting of the beacon, you'll be using the battery PA.
Oh cool, I didn't know if we had one. No, lovely. Perfect. Thank you.
Super.
Have you got PA?
No.
You
haven't
finished
this one.
I thought you had.
No.
Programs, obviously I'm not much involved with this bit.
We've done a Queen's Platinum Jubilee, Burnham Celebrates 70 Years Reign. We've started to do an intro to give some history of it, and we're going to do it to make it look old. We haven't got a price.
I don't think
Catherine's got a price.
No, I know she was looking into different ones.
So if that's all right, we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
But we haven't got a price, because Catherine's not here.
I think we're still well within budget.
I think we are. We seem to be all right.
And that's it then, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got some nice gifts.
It's getting exciting, it's getting ever so close. Okay, I'm going to defer health and wellbeing plan, if that's alright. And I know Diana's been deferring, so I'm not going to defer Vernon Green Spaces Group. So I thought it was fantastic, the work you've put into the plan.
Yeah.
I really did. I think I spoke to you about the one concern about the benches, but... That was just liaising, wasn't it? So, members, have we had a chance to look at?
Yeah.
And do we have any questions, queries?
Yes, I've got a couple. Facebook page, and I've read at the bottom, it says about having a database created by volunteers to encourage and support it by DT Council, but BTC councils. What sort of database? Well, I've just said if you're doing a database, is it GDPR? Does it come into
which,
that?
Which page? Sorry.
Well, look, it's the second page on the thing. Facebook page.
That was the existing Facebook page, and
What concerned was the word database?
GDPR.
It's just not, maybe we could just change that. I will just keep information.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm happy to change that. Yeah, it's just an information. It's not shared.
Not personal details.
It's just me.
Yeah, when I said volunteers, that's what bothered me.
What we do have is a WhatsApp group, but everyone ticks to say they're happy.
That's fine.
To be in that.
That's fine, thank you. Yeah. Focus magazine, is there a cost to it?
That's
all
you have.
Yeah,
free.
Yeah. So there's no cost to us, it's
no.
Free.
No.
It's
question.
I think sorry, no, I didn't. I think they're desperate to fill their pages and focus, I think, because they seem to come to us with requests.
Okay. Another one. Links to existing local groups, large links, da 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 da. And I've put mayoral events to promote it as well. Yeah. So the extra bit, because what's bothering me, Diane, is you've got your name going to nearly everything, and you can't do everything, you'll wear yourself out. So that's the sort of thing that the mayor's used to do, or anybody else, is everybody. So where you've got your name, it should be everybody, mayor to promote at mayoral events. And I've put benches, good luck.
Yeah. I think similar cancer stamps, funnily enough.
You may know that's it's very really low down on the list, because it's like, I've
said something very similar.
To get through, so...
Where it says at the bottom, Diane, the last one, climate change and sustainability. This is the next big thing coming down to associate, to group together with the health and well-being. And what I've done is I've printed this. I don't know if you want this. I attended a real high-level thing 2 days ago. And there's little things that if you want to start the strategy, this will help. And I've put some contact details of somebody called Mr. Petty. And if you want anything else, don't just do that yourself. Essex County Council, Maldon District Council.
Yeah.
Don't reinvent the wheel, Diane. This work is being done. Do a 5 or a 10 point strategy on a monthly basis or something to try and get people to adopt.
No, I've already signed up with
Beloved
Essex. And
that's the part I've printed off if you need that, but I've got a link.
Yeah.
So just do that rather than sit for hours.
I mean, again, it's incorporated throughout, but we've got to do all this other stuff because we're not going to meet criteria of these groups.
Yeah, that's a quick fix.
Yeah,
just copy it.
Yeah, and that's good.
This is actually we as members need this.
I've linked this. I need to go back to really quickly.
You missed one.
Yes.
Councillor Stamp, sorry, you were hopping off two questions. Are you done? Anybody else?
No,
she's
doing
a good job.
Just put that.
So, can we agree the...
you want that, do you?
Can we agree the green spaces strategy then?
Yes,
agreed. Super.
Agreed.
Thank you. Right, back to you then.
Sorry. Whether we can agree £50 for trophies or medals for the dog show. The band is £360.
I think we're still in budget.
That's not bad.
We're in budget. That's really
good.
I just wanted to.
It's
a local band. It's a couple of teachers from the school. They're really good. They're like from their YouTube videos.
Oh, is that the. Well, if it's the one that Wendy knows, what are they called?
I don't know. Catherine's.
The local band?
Yeah.
You know, the teacher that you like, she's in a band and they're
really good.
I've seen them.
Like, whether we can agree £360 for the band, please.
Yes,
it's within
your budget.
It's within our budget.
I know if it has to be agreed. And £50 for dog show level.
I think so,
Cool, cheers, thank you.
Right. Are they bringing electricity for the band? Are they bringing their own
generator? There's electricity at the park by the toilets.
Yes.
See, the teacher have keys for that.
They will.
It should go on your rent planner. Because you'll have to put all this on that event plan that goes to Melbourne.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we agreed this before. The PA is... he was £150
for the PA. Was that
PA? Yeah, I'm double checking. But yeah.
Right, marvellous. Are we there now?
Yes, so I'm...
Okay, lovely. Good. So we agree, we've agreed that. Website can't talk about Catherine's not
here. Excuse me, just before you pass that straight over. In that case, can I talk to Mark Ealing and Whip Rapid and the Health and Wellbeing Plan onto the answer?
I will talk to Mark Ealing about this. If you can remind me tomorrow, because I've got some things I need him to put on anyway.
Right.
So if you can, I can do it all in one heat.
Yeah, we were wondering whether it could attack his own name.
Oh, yeah.
Madam Mayor, who was 19?
No, we're about to go to 19. We're just on the website. I did miss it. You're absolutely right, Councillor Carroll. It's going to blow. Can we defer that, please?
Well, there's only two things to report. From the last meeting, it was agreed that I would write or do a letter to the managing agents of the Belvedere about the state of the fence, so that's gone off.
Excellent.
From the town clerk. And the other was that I would turn the report I did last time into a letter and a briefing document for Councillor Stamp, which I did. And I said,
did I reply?
No, you didn't.
I sent it on. It was a
Just that.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
I've obviously not had it back from Essex. And
so the two action points on the key have been dealt with.
Super. Thank you very much for that. Better check that, Councillor Campbell. Some key land rights. Do we have to sort of block up now? Can we defer it?
I think it's still ongoing.
I know Leanne's just sent you and I some information, but I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. So
it's just proposed sites, and they will seek landowner permission, I believe.
Okay, we can always invite Leanne to a future meeting.
Let's agree. Members, are we happy to agree?
Absolutely brilliant. We did say we wanted it. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you. Okay, item 22, the long-awaited opening of the Council Chamber. We will receive requests specifically from the British Legion. They can start using it again on the Carnival Committee. I think it's time we reopen the Chamber. So can we agree that? And I second that, and I think we're agreeing that by assent. Thank you.
Can we make sure that the...
Councillor Keller?
Does that mean that the Council Office will reopen?
No. We don't have the capacity staffing-wise to open the council office.
Why?
Because Julie can't man that on her own, and also there's load working issues, there are lots and lots of issues, and I'm not willing to put the assistant in that position right now.
Fair.
Okay?
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, I'm a bit shirty then, didn't I? Do apologise, it is getting late.
Can we make sure then that we use the key safe?
Yes, we absolutely can. And I know Julie's drawn up things and she knows the process. So that's excellent news, members, thank you. Councillor Calvin, United Denji Councils?
The United Denji Councils are the people who are... It was formed to protest about the South Wood and Ferris Road.
Yes.
They asked us to join, and there was a little bit of reticence joining because we thought originally it should be done through the sort of existing Denji Council network, which we then found was, I think the word was hibernating or something.
At the moment, yeah.
And they've asked that we join with them. The idea, I think, is that the guy will attend the next meeting in June, because apparently John Whittingdale has asked whether Burnham is involved in the group, because I think we're possibly the largest council.
Yeah, the only ones that are.
We're not involved.
What's the details? What's the constitution? What's the constitution?
I think you can ask those questions. I think it's specifically designed to challenge the Southwood and Ferris bit. And the guy will attend in June to answer all your questions.
Let's invite the guy. So I propose that we invite the man to talk about it to the June meeting. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Can we agree that?
I think the town clerk has already been advised that that is the action that should be taken.
So let's do that. Let's get the man in to talk more about it before we commit to anything.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Councillor Calvert. 24, we have no members of the public here, which brings us to date of next meeting. Now it's Hindley House, we've got the town meeting on the 10th, and then the statutory meeting on the
17th.
Yes, on the, what did you say, the 9th? Oh, yes, there is. And the AGM. AGM on the
10th.
Town meeting on the 17th, and then the other meeting, the residents meeting on the 24th.
Annual town.
You've got the dates on.
That's the one.
Yes.
Can I ask the town clerk to email to remind us, please?
Can I? Yes. Because I'm not going to remember any of this.
I'm not either.
Thank you.
Okay, right, members. Councillors to resolve that by virtue of the provisions of section 1, bracket 2 of the Public Boarding Commission Meetings Act 1960, the public would be excluded during the discussion of the following business on the grounds that publicity would be prejudicial to the public interest by reason of the confidential nature of the business to be transacted. I so propose. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Great.
Agreed.
Thank you.
At this point, I will stop
if
the recording.
You can switch the machine.